participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike and New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of... Not on the air in New York, Don.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from.
Yeah. Las Vegas. Hello.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. The most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
He licked himself and went back to sleep.
These two DAs agree on only one thing.
I'm adding a bit here with the likes of you people.
And Mrs. Send Bob Levy to camp and all the ships at sea. Hey, if you squeeze them good and hard, soy sauce comes out.
Yeah.
Not Geronimo on that.
Go back.
Thank you, Robbie and Hyatt.
Thanks
for listening, everybody, down to my show, the episode on this Friday.
July
12th. And here's the phone number. 877-365-3636. That's the national number. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And here he is to my left and to your right, a man who is merciless, without mercy, merciless, just beats me every day before the show saying, announce my name.
You like it.
There he is. Radio's Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
He's been funnier since he got out of the hospital.
Good morning, and welcome to the show.
What the hell?
A couple of quick things before we get to the newsmaker of the week, which is standing by. Very brief. For those in Philly, I do want to devote some time to a man, Allen Iverson.
Yes, Allen Iverson in a great deal of trouble right now.
The way I understand it is he kicks his wife out of his house.
He goes running after her.
Naked. She's naked.
I didn't know she was naked.
Wow.
She's naked, and he kicks her out of the house.
Right.
And then he goes after her, and for some reason, the cops have taken his cars.
Yeah, he apparently went into his cousin's house, was it?
Yeah.
Brandishing a weapon. And,
no, he just had,
allegedly.
He had the gun in his underpants.
He wasn't brandishing it?
It was just...
Brandishing means pulling it out.
Just stuck in his underpants.
But
right.
He did supposedly make threats with the gun visible, so that, I guess, counts.
And
she went to his cousin's house to find sanctuary? Is
left
that what
with
it was?
His cousin.
The version of the story that I heard, yes.
Where did she get clothes?
I don't know.
So
those are the details.
She was kicked out of the house naked. Kicked out of Allen Iverson's house naked.
Well, he must have quite a temper.
So anyway.
11 months they've been married.
That's really one thing I want to discuss. Also, we've done a lot of talking on the show this week about ass play.
Ah, the ass. Yes, ass play.
Ass play.
Ass play.
Ass play.
And the ass comes up a lot on this show.
And we think we've come up with, we're working on this now, an idea
yes.
of a way that you can say to everybody that you enjoy ass play as much as we do.
That you you enjoy the ass, just like Don and Mike. And, you know, it's a way for us to you know, bond with our listeners.
Now, we got to go through all the stuff of getting bumper stickers made and stuff.
Yeah, got to get the purchase orders and all that stuff.
For right now, you could certainly get a piece of cardboard mm-hmm. and write in a little sign and just post it in your car. Mm-hmm. And what we were thinking of was F-O-N-A. Friends of Nice Asses.
Friends of Nice Asses.
That's very nice.
I think that's terrific.
So if you're a fan of the Don and Mike show and you want everyone around you to know
that you're a fan of our show and you like a nice ass,
sure. Then what we want to start seeing around the D.C. area and in Philadelphia and Sacramento, the other cities we broadcast to.
Very good.
Some nice homemade signs that say F. O-N-A.
Starting on mine
that's
now.
That's fantastic. F-O-N-A. I like that. That's terrific.
Friends of Nice Asses.
There it is. So get that rolling.
So let's see how many of those signs we see around the D.C. area this weekend.
We'll let you know how the bumper stickers are coming. You know, we'll check with the purchase orders and see what's going on. But for now, you know, I guess you'd have to make your own sign and make it homemade.
And I'm thinking, you know, colors, black and yellow are good.
That's yes. a wonderful look. And
real nice F-O-N-A.
Friends of Nice Asses, F-O-N-A.
F-O-N-A. If
very
you're
good.
A fan of the show, make the sign and let us see the sign. And our thought is at some point we'll have sticker spotters out mm-hmm. and it will actually be awarding prizes if we spot you with an F-O-N-A sticker
that's
in your
it.
Car.
Fantastic. Very, very nice.
Or a homemade sign.
So lovely
that's,
idea.
That's just our one of our big summer promotions.
I'm now, looking forward to that.
Our newsmaker of the week,
yeah.
You know, we don't get anybody on this show. Listen, even Poison canceled on us.
Poison dumped us.
On this show. We, right. we can't get Dick. But somehow on Fridays, on this show, we managed to pull out the biggest, most timeliest newsmaker in the world to join us.
I really am absolutely dumbfounded that each and every Friday you guys are able to get this incredible newsmaker, and you've done it again, I guess.
And Mike, this one's going to be special for you.
Very good. Oh, I'm excited about this.
We were all shocked and saddened by the untimely passing of one of the icons of the baseball world.
Yes.
Mr. Red Sox, Kenny Williams.
Kenny Ballgame.
Kenny Ballgame. The great Ted Williams. But his passing has not taken him out of the headlines.
No, not at all.
As I'm sure you know, a battle rages within the Williams family. A battle, incidentally, that we hope to have resolved today. We are honored on the Don and Mike show to be joined by the head of recently deceased Hall of Fame baseball star Ted Williams. Hello, Ted's dead head.
God damn it. Do you keep it cold enough in here for you?
Oh, he's in a box.
Actually, Ted's head, in our studio, it's a comfortable 68 degrees.
Oh, I forgot. I'm in a jar of liquid nitrogen so I don't rot. It tends to get a bit chilly in here.
All right, now, can I thank you for this interview?
You're interviewing Ted Williams' head?
In a bottle.
Just checking.
Can I take your head out of the bottle?
Sure. Do you got a stick? You know, you can shove it in my neck hole, and I look like a good humor bar. You know, maybe my useless jackass song will charge stupid collectors $50 to lick me. Tastes like hitting $400, dog.
All right, Ted, I've got the stick here. Let me open the jar and remove your head.
Very good.
Okay, now I've got...
Damn, don't stick with so hard. I'm not some whore you just picked up. You know, is it in there, son? You know, just walk it. Make Teddy spit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the spot. I'm out now.
Oh, man.
You are making me feel uncomfortable.
You're uncomfortable? I look like a goddamn candy apple at the circus. You know, at least you can turn the radio dial to change the station. You know, Jesus, this show sucks anus.
This show sucks what?
It sucks anus. Fenway anus. Yastrzemski anus. Pedro anus. Cause of the Bambino anus. Michael Mara anus. Cindy Lauper anus, anus, anus.
Isn't there a yippee in there?
Yippee, 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 yeah.
Ted, I guess you obviously are not in touch with your anus, being as your head has been cut clean off and frozen by your son.
Yes, I call my anus the Ted Williams tunnel. You know, according to my dear son, John Henry, my anus is doing a collectible show in Boston this weekend.
Any other news about your body?
Well, my bladder is on display at the other show in Grand Rapids.
Wow.
My kidneys are doing a meet and greet at a grocery store opening in Miami. And we're working on a multi-million dollar deal with Kellogg's.
Kellogg's of Battle Creek, Michigan. You mean the Tony the Tiger people?
Right, Captain Asswipe. Here's the skinny. First, they want to purchase my entire colon to put on display where they can make them grape nuts. Now, then they're going to hide my shriveled liver in a box of raisin bran. And if you can find it, you win a free trip to rehab.
Well, now, is that it?
Wow.
Hell no, douchebag. Nike wants my feet. Oh, that's right. Wow. Isotoner wants my hands.
Isotoner.
Yep. And the Trojan people, they want my penis.
Oh, my.
What about your balls?
Not for sale.
Really?
No, not really. We're just waiting for Nathan Lane's check to clear. You know, he said something about earrings or maybe Benoit balls or something like that.
Something. Ted Williams, head of Ted Williams.
Head of Ted.
How can you let your son cut you up and sell you like this?
First, boy, he's retarded. Have some freaking compassion, you stupid low-range shock jock ass. You know, second, he's not really retarded.
Oh, no.
He's a shrewd businessman. You know, most of the body parts we're hawking aren't even really mine.
They're not.
Nope. Most belongs to the late Rosemary Clooney.
Now, wait a minute. No. So you mean if I'm one of these schmucks at the show and I'm paying $50 to see the penis of Ted Williams, it really means...
That's right, son. You're seeing Rose's penis.
Oh, my.
But hey, it's plenty nice, you know, because it looks just like it belongs to that fancy lad nephew of hers, George.
George Clooney?
Line them up side by side at Double Dog Day. Pick which penis is George's and which is Rose's. You know, if you can pick the right one, I'll give you an autographed bat.
How can you autograph a bat? You are a disembodied head that I have freed from a jar.
I'm glad you asked. Just like you, I employ Robert to sign all my memorabilia.
Now, I'll say this about Rob. He is quite the forgerer.
No, not only that, he's also a right-thinking American as well.
Oh, dear.
Yep. Hell, I can think of one issue Rob and I don't agree on 100%. You know, be it politics, religion, Chinese, Japanese, and especially the Germans.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Newsmaker of the Week. We're talking with frozen head on a stick, Ted Williams.
The head of Ted Williams. Amazing that he's able to speak so well with his head frozen.
Yeah, make it snappy, son. Being in fresh air is giving me a goddamn slurpy headache. You know, I inhale air, but I got no lungs for the air to go to. My dripping neck is making fart noises.
He inhales the air, but he has
no lungs.
And it
makes the fart noise coming out the windpipe. I think I understand the concept.
Tenth head, you served your country bravely in World War II, right?
Goddamn right, you faggot. If I saw a crowd or a Jap right now, I'd jump out of my jar and roll towards them in an effort to knock them over.
Tim is flying your airplane.
Son, I miss my neck.
Wow.
I miss my shoulders. I miss my big man breast.
Now, here is another love you had. Do you miss fly fishing?
Nope. John Henry, my ass son, cuts me into little pieces and uses me for bait.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Oh,
hell,
that's bad.
That's good. Hell, last week, my earlobe landed him a big mouth bass. you know, as big as terminal screw-up Bill Buckner.
Wow, he was the Red Sox, too.
Billy Buck, don't give a...
No. I've heard that. Billy Buck, don't give a...
Right.
Watch it, Teddy Ball Game on a Stick. Just watch it, man.
Okay, let me talk to my main man, Mike.
Hi, Teddy Ball Game. How are you?
Say, faggot. Why do you still root for this sucky Red Sox?
Because I love them.
Yeah, son, I gave up on them in the 60s, and I was the manager of the Senators. I mean, can you imagine living anything for the Washington Senators?
No, I can't, Teddy Ballgame.
Hey, wait, Don.
Yes, what is it, Dad?
I'm falling off my stick. We need some duct tape.
Oh, no.
I'm like a friggin' bobblehead doll on this stick.
All right, back in the jar.
No. I hit me in the jar. You know what my Ingrid son calls me?
What's that?
What?
Jar Jar Banks. Get it? Like Jar Jar Binks?
No, sure. I get it.
You see, in Star Wars, there's a character called Jar Jar Binks.
Right.
That's with an I. He calls me Jar Jar Banks. You know, that's Banks with an A because I'm his only source of money.
Right.
And it keeps my head in a jar.
Right. I get jokes.
Do you, Captain? Well, then why don't you mention I'm not really Ted Williams Frozenhead? I'm Timmy, and I work here, and you make me read these dumb scripts every week. I've probably never been in Hall of Fame because of you.
Ted, how's it hanging?
Well, is this your weak segue into the AIDS thing, asswipe?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
All right, but let's make this fast. I think I'm starting to thaw.
All right. What was the worst thing about being cut up into so many pieces, Ted?
Well, I'll tell you, as for brains, the doctor who did it only owns one saw. And amazingly, he has used it on a long list of celebrity clients before he got to me.
Oh, no, here we go.
Like who?
Oh, let me see. Joe Torre, Dick Cheney, yeah. Black Peter,
right.
Mother Nature, yeah. Computer Voice, yeah. Britney Spears, right. Rush Limbaugh,
sure.
Paula Poundstone, and over 2,000 Asian toddlers.
2,000 now.
Uncle Sam, yeah. Carl Ripken Jr., Anthony Saragusa.
Anybody else?
Sadly, yes. Mr. Liza Minnelli, David, you know, the flamer?
Yeah.
He was the first to go under the saw. And he really got a raging case of the fullest blown AIDS.
Oh, no.
But, oh, yes. Don't bother Teddy Ballgame, though, because I'd be dead already.
Oh, my.
I said, bring on the autoimmune deficiency. Woohoo! Anything's better than being cut up and put on the eBay by your own useless son.
I see.
Yep. I should have J.O.'d the night I banged his mom.
Oh, no.
That's right. I would have been happier all around.
All right, listen. Theodore, what are your future plans?
Well, I'm going to the craft store to buy me some rubber cement and put myself back together. What do you think, jackass? I'm a floating head in a cold-ass jar. I'll stay here until I'm put somewhere else.
Really?
Yes, really. I'm basically a talking doorstop.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by.
That's you, Don. Eat me.
Perhaps before you go, a message for Red Sox fan Mike O'Meara.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Oh,
I appreciate
okay.
That. Yes, yes, Teddy Boy.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, you know the Sox are 3 games out, right?
2 games out, yeah.
Okay. Well, goodbye, World Series. That's right.
Really?
Hello, earring. Hello, leather vest and gay bar.
No way.
Hey, maybe you'll see Yaz there. He's a fag, you know.
Hey, cut it out, Teddy Ballgame. Now, Ted, hold on. Before we do the end, let me put you back inside the jar. Back inside the jar.
Oh, why are you doing this to me?
So long, Ted.
Your show sucks. Good day to you.
Ted, will anyone ever hit 400 again?
Good day, ass. I'm going to Germany.
I'm going to Germany?
Yeah.
Wow. There he goes. Here's your news. Teddy Ballgame. Ted's head.
Your newsmaker of the week.
Ted's head.
Ted's head.
You guys ran it last night. You had him 3 games out. You were really optimistic about that, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how we managed to do it, but there it is.
There Ted. He goes, and now he's being carried out, the head being carried out of Buzzy Studio.
Ted Williams and his disembodied head.
There he goes.
Okay.
Ted Williams with dreadlocks.
Now, I mentioned that we can't get guests on this show, and we were stiffed today by Poison.
Yeah, yeah, kind of a bummer. Even though I'm not a fan, I was really, you know, looking forward to it. Yeah.
The guys in Poison were going to come by today, do a little show, have some girls come down and flash them, and as it turns out, you know, it's the whole rock star thing where they're on a bus or they're sleeping or something. So if you're going to the Poison concert,
tonight at Nissan Pavilion, be ready for a treat, because at some point, hopefully during the song Unskinny Bob,
right,
Poison will be joined on stage by Dennis Murphy and Mr. 40.
Mr. 40 has replaced Tom Gavin, who is a last-minute scratch due to another concert that he's going to.
Yeah, he had a previous engagement.
Unbelievable.
So we got Dennis and Mr. 40 going to the Poison show tonight. We're getting him backstage passes. We're hooking him up with a tape recorder.
Very good.
And you'll hear all about it on Monday's episode.
Can't wait to see those two on stage.
Now, I know that we have Allen Iverson calls standing by, but I believe we have yet another celebrity on the line.
Wow.
Rob, I'm going to need special music.
Very good.
Oh,
hello.
Okay. Hello. Hello, speak to us, Mr. Celebrity.
Hello.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from, I believe, a truck somewhere in America.
Hey.
It's your brother? It's my Earth Dog brother, Jim.
Jim.
Hey, Jim, can you hear us?
Jimmy?
Jim's gone. With that build-up, probably the best intro he's ever gotten on the show.
Yeah, it sounds like the cell just died.
I think so. Well, you know, when you're out on the open road, Friday's the toughest day of the week for cell phone use. I don't know why that is.
I'll have to wait for him to call back.
Just made that up.
Hold on, no, he's there.
I'm here.
Well, what's going on? What's going on? Call me up,
you,
homo.
Buddy.
Call me a homo. Where are you calling?
Why not? You call me a homo?
Where are you calling from?
No, you call me a moron.
Nobody's at fault. The board was misconfigured because like some static turned the phone fader.
Oh, so it was our fault. It was on our... Sorry, Jim.
Sorry about that. Where are you at right now?
Racine, Wisconsin.
Great. Racine.
Wisconsin. Now,
yeah, I got a local job.
Oh, so you're not driving across the country anymore?
No. I'm not ready to switch jobs, too, again.
Hmm. What are you going to switch to this time?
I'm thinking about going to this lease company where they lease us out. Because I just started with this company hauling stone and gravel and stuff, but they've been BSing me since I started 2 weeks ago.
What, do you got a big dump truck?
It's a semi-dump.
A semi-dump.
Driving a semi-dump. Big old Peterbilt with a dump trailer.
Wow.
Wow, and imagine doing that in the greater Milwaukee area. I can't imagine life being finer.
It sucks.
It sucks. Now, Jimmy, the news, I know that everybody's waiting to hear about, and I mentioned it.
Right.
You called me a couple of weeks ago. Everybody knows the story about how effed up our family is, and that we were adopted, and we didn't know about it, and you know, our parents are nut jobs. Our adoptive parents are nut jobs. My brother actually located his birth father.
Wow. Very good.
And a couple of weeks ago, he called me and asked for some advice. Uh-huh. You know, said, hey, wow, I found the guy. What do I do?
Right.
And my advice was to call the guy up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, you're calling a guy out of the blue.
Yeah, after, four, 40 years.
It was on Father's Day, too.
Now, how'd you find him, Jim, with the internet? Is that how you did it?
Partially, but my girlfriend works for child support. She put his name in the computer, and basically how we found him and got his address and stuff was through the credit bureau.
Huh. And as it turns out, my brother also knows his real-life mother, and his real-life mother gave him information about the real-life
father. The father. And now are you on...
She found me back in 1990.
And are you on good terms with your mom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're good friends.
Oh, that's great. That's good. Terrific.
So here's the deal. He calls me up and he says, do you think I should do anything about this? And...
Uh-oh.
And...
Watch out.
You know, my brother and I, we're in different places when it comes to this. I've pretty much given up on knowing all about who my real parents are and my heritage and everything else.
Right.
But my brother has a unique chance here. So I said, what you should do is call the guy up, tell the guy, hey, I don't want anything from you.
Mm-hmm.
All I'd like to know is maybe a little about my heritage, health problems in the family.
Right. Right.
Et cetera.
Yeah, well, what to expect later in life.
Right.
Because you got to remember, my adoptive father, Sam, the great Sam I am, his comment to me, when I discovered that we were adopted.
Right.
Keep in mind that my parents hid it from my brother and I.
Until late in life, right. Well, they hid it all together. You found out yourself, right?
And we talked to them about it, and I was sitting in the kitchen with my mom and dad, Sam and Fran, my adopted parents, and I went through the whole thing. I even said to them, you've seen Oprah. You know how to handle this now. I love you.
They still both BS stuff.
Yeah, they still tried to lie. But when we finally got to the bottom line, and they had to admit that we were adopted, I said all the right things. I said, I love you. You're my parents. I don't want the other people, but I'm curious about my background.
Sure.
I have a son. I have a daughter. I'd like to know about health issues. And my dad's quote to me was, what do you care about that?
Oh.
And I said,
oh, man.
Well, it's important to know if, like, there's a history of heart failure or, you know, I have
cancer. Yeah, and you want to know maybe about your heritage.
I have kidney problems. And my dad's quote was, what do you care if it's cancer? You die when you die.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Dad.
That was his quote.
Duh.
Yeah, you know, they never had that question in their mind.
Why were they?
Their family were.
Well, most people that adopt are forthright about it with the adopted children. I mean, you know early on that you're adopted, well, so you can handle it. I have no idea why they would hide it from
you.
Do
you remember the story? The story is
they used to shuck and jive us about, oh, where do you think you got your nose from, your eyes? And then when I'm like a foot and a half taller than Sam, I'm starting to question this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, when we were kids, they would lie to us. They would say, oh, look, you look just like your grandpa.
Right, right.
Look at your eyes. Your eyes look like just like your Uncle Tom's.
Playing a game.
Yeah, and
do they lie to anybody else in the family?
They lie to everyone.
No, everybody else, all of our relatives knew it.
All your relatives knew
it. Everybody knew it but us.
Wow. That's incredible.
All the cousins, all of the uncles, all of the...
They all knew.
They all knew.
Except you.
Except for us.
Wow, that sucks.
So, anyway...
Do they know how I found out?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know if we've... You found out in court, right?
Traffic.
Right. Yeah. When I got in trouble, I got wrong to the system, and, you know, I'd never been in trouble, so they did that pre-sentence investigation. I'm sitting there waiting to get sentenced. You know, I got a year in probation, but I'm sitting there waiting to get sentenced. And I open up the investigation. It says mother, adopted mother and father. And they're sitting right next to me in court, and I'm freaking out.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And then, I mean, you know, everybody's heard all the stuff about the later events, like with my mom sending me the box of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you had a half-brother in there, too, right, that you didn't know about, right?
Uncle Tom is our half-brother.
Uncle Tom.
Half brother.
I mean, it's too wacky. I've related the story.
Pretty amazing stuff.
But the bottom line is now my brother has the chance
to meet or speak to his biological father.
So the question is, and I know the answer, but maybe you'll tell everybody now, when you did finally call this guy, how did the conversation go?
I just asked him, is this pairing? And he says, yeah. And I says, well, I hope you're sitting down. Do you remember, and I asked him my real birth name, and he said no. And, mind you, this is 1 year ago, 42 years ago.
Wow.
And he still doesn't remember. And I says, well, you guys did it in the front seat of a Buick, and I'm the end result. He wasn't really that freaked out. He was pretty much silent and listened to me, and I told him a little quick history of my life and all that.
Oh, God.
And, he was just kind of quiet listening. And, I asked him about, I always thought we were Italian. For come to find out, I'm English.
Sure.
So he was quiet, but yet he was not, he didn't rebuff you. He was receptive to it.
No, yeah, he didn't freak out or nothing.
Oh,
and, I told him,
you're English.
A week or
English? Yes, my ass.
And, let me know. In a week or so,
what, Jim?
He wanted to...
call me back, digest it all.
The guy wanted to digest it.
Of course.
Out of the blue, he gets a call from somebody saying, hi,
right,
I'm your son, I was conceived in a Buick.
Is there a chance you'd be able to meet him?
He hasn't called me back yet.
And how long's it been?
This Sunday, it'll be 4 weeks.
Ooh. Coming up on a month.
Prick.
Yeah, it was Father's Day when I called it. So what's that... About a month, right? Yeah.
Coming up
now, if he doesn't call you, is that going to be it for you?
No, this weekend I'm going to sit down on a computer and write him a letter, basically 10-question letter, and see how he responds to that. And if I don't get any response, well,
constituted loss, you know. I'm not a bad guy. I'd like to meet the guy, see face to face what I'm going to possibly look like. I've gone this long without knowing him. I can go the rest of my life.
You know, I mean, you listen to your brother. He couldn't be any cooler about it. And that's, I think, the way you're supposed to handle that situation. So I hope that works out.
Yeah, oh, so do I.
Yeah, if he wants to have a relationship, fine. You know, I'll go for it. If not, I will.
For me, that is the greatest mystery of all.
Right.
The fact that somewhere there are people who look like me.
Right.
And I've never seen him outside of my son, who is, like in baby pictures, a dead ringer for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right, right, exactly.
That's it.
Well, I've seen pictures of my real dad in a whole yearbook.
And
I do look a lot like him.
Oh, really?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's, that is.
Yeah, we got the same facial features and the whole nine yards, you know.
That is a nutty... Nutty happy.
Well, you know, Jimmy, probably in fairness to your biological father, it's probably not all him either. You know, he goes to whoever his family is now, and they you know, other people get involved, and yeah, there are a lot of other factors there. But I sure hope he smartens up and gets in touch with you.
Well, wasn't there even
like I said, whatever he chooses, that's okay.
Well, wasn't there even a discussion about the car that your mom had told you that he had knocked her up in a Buick?
A white Buick with red interior.
And
I told him that, and he says, "Oh man, I've never owned a white Buick. I owned a '58 blue Buick."
See,
and I says, "Well, my real mom is pretty adamant about the color of Buick."
Pretty close.
Yeah, that is.
I didn't need to know how I was conceived.
No, no, who does? I don't think any of us would want to know that.
The front seat of a Buick.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever he chooses, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you're cool, and you know, you're five steps ahead of me, and I hope you find out everything you need to find out.
Hey, dude, let me ask you another question.
Hold on. You're English, though.
You're English.
Yeah. That's funny.
Englishman Jim.
That's funny.
Gentleman Jim now. We're going to call you Gentleman Jim now. Tally-ho.
That is funny.
It does explain the accent.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, unrelated. What else?
I just wanted to find out what you guys would do if you found out your woman was looking up internet porn on the computer and buying those 3-day trials for $2.95, and then turn around and lie to you about it.
She's probably embarrassed, but I mean, women like porn.
She said she was embarrassed.
Yeah. Men like porn. Women means she likes sex.
No problem.
Well, I mean, Jimmy, it kind of hurt my feelings.
Jimmy. Hold on, Jimmy.
What?
Do you ever watch porno?
No, not in the last few years. No.
Oh, come on.
I get enough of it real life. I don't need to watch it.
Yeah, maybe you could start to share that with her.
Well, that's what I told her. I said, you know, hey, I'm into that stuff, too. You know, it'd be different if you shared it with me. We could enjoy it together.
Maybe she wants to see some different penises.
Well,
Jimmy, this could be the opening of an entire new area for you where you could bring another woman into the bedroom.
Oh, that would be fine.
There you go.
That would be fine.
Just talk about it.
It kind of hurt my feelings because, you know,
you know what?
A few hours the night before.
Don't.
And then I go to work that morning. She's up there looking at it on the computer. I felt like I was inadequate.
Jimmy, don't get mad at her. Don't get mad at her because I'm on the other side of that quite a bit. I mean, although I said yesterday that I've drastically cut down, there have been times when our porno bill on the DirecTV has been ridiculous. It's like regular charges $69 for like HBO and Showtime. Mm-hmm. Porno charges.
So you don't think I should get upset about it?
Over $100.
Over $100.
And my wife will come down and just show me the bill and say, "Look, I guess you've had a good time this month."
Pales in comparison to what mine must be now. Man, we're talking at least every other night.
About it, then?
What?
You don't think I should get upset about it?
No.
I use it as something to enhance your sex life.
Keep talking about it.
Well, listen, and Jimmy,
yeah.
Better that she's just doing it on a computer and diddling herself than going out and finding some other idiot in Milwaukee and seeing a real Milwaukee penis.
Jimmy, we've had so many sexperts on this show, and we've talked about it many, many times. The bottom line is, most women, just with man-on-top intercourse, do not really get satisfied. So what she's probably doing is, you know, finishing the job and using a stimulant to finish the job. Because women don't, you know, the vast majority of women don't achieve in that situation.
And let's
she's never had a problem with it.
Well, that's what she tells
you. She's lying to you.
She's lying to you.
Probably. Always had, what do you call it, climax.
No, yeah, probably not.
She's lying to you. She just doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
Probably not.
Yeah, I just
they all
share
do.
It with me, though.
We had to have like 10 sexperts before we finally figured out that they all lie about that.
Jimmy, I want to tell you something. Here, and I said this before. A guy, and I said this in relation to Frida.
Yeah,
a guy having sex is like a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Really, all the girl has to do is take her clothes off,
and the guy's pretty much ready.
And
yeah,
and the job can be completed.
Right.
A woman is like a goddamn crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be down there doing a yeoman's job.
She's probably getting done having sex with you, and then the next morning, realizing that she enjoyed it so much, she wants to finish the job.
She just needs more.
Yeah, and then she goes and gets the big wooden spoon.
Studley Buzz.
While you're off at work, she's sitting there at the computer, legs akimbo.
She needs more.
I said maybe.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
I'm sure that's what it is.
You talking to her.
Thanks for enlightening me.
You always offer more, don't you, Buzz?
I try.
Jimmy, let me ask you something.
What?
In your average intercourse session, how long does it take you to complete?
Oh, man. That all depends. Sometimes it's they call me quick draw. Sometimes it takes me 15, 20 minutes.
All right.
Well, it depends on if I've had a few drinks, if I studied for one of those tests or not. There's a lot of variables in there.
Well, you know what that is, Jimmy? That's the British in you.
Yes,
that's what that is.
The stoic Brit.
Because I'm telling you, if you were of regular American descent...
Everybody's from somewhere, though.
I'm convinced...
That you're convinced that you were...
I'm an American.
Then you're a Native American.
I'm a first-generation American.
Then, you, right. then you're Cheyenne or Sioux or something like that.
Yeah.
Which I think is a possibility.
Yeah, I think so.
I've always thought that when I look at you.
So have I.
Rob, I don't
And, you know,
think...
need we mention your disc jockey name? Yeah. Coincidence?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Listen, all I know is that I can't... My record is like 5 minutes. That's the longest...
Your best record is 5 minutes?
That's the longest I've been able to bang Frida without having a happy ending.
Oh, wow.
And I'm
proud. You're a prime candidate for one of those rings.
Rings?
For one of those rings.
Get yourself a ring.
All right. Before I let you go, who's got the USA Today? I love giving my brother the current events quiz.
Yeah, find out the issues of the day.
Jimmy?
I got one for him right off the bat.
All right.
Jimmy, can you give us the name of the commissioner of baseball?
Nope.
Wow.
There we go.
Now, this one you got to know.
I know. I was listening to the radio the other day, and they're supposed to be going on strike or something like that.
No. That's right. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us where the All-Star game was played this year?
Milwaukee.
There you go. He knows that one.
You got that one because you live there. Can you tell us the name of the convenience store chain...
Dairy Mart.
No. Let me finish. The convenience store chain that is celebrating its 75th birthday.
Yeah. 7-Eleven, the Slurpee.
Very good.
Now, here's the toughest
one.
I'm on
it, buddy.
Can you name the company that declared bankruptcy, they're closer to filing for bankruptcy, big telecommunications company.
Yeah. Right,
WorldCom, he got it. Very good, Jimmy.
Very good.
What can I say?
What am I getting if I get these all right?
You know,
you're getting one of those rings.
I don't need one.
You're doing better than I thought. All right, well, that's all I got for you. Can you...
I got to dump a load.
That's what we've been talking about for the last half hour.
Can you name...
I'm here at my destination. I've got to dump my load. I've got to uncover it.
Can you name the two male co-stars of Men in Black 2?
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith.
There he goes.
Oh.
He's sharp.
What can I say? You know what, Mike? It's the British in him.
Absolutely.
Once we found out that he's a gentleman.
Gentleman Jim.
Everything has changed now.
Very, very good man.
All right.
right, dude. Well, have a great weekend.
Yeah, I will.
Any parting words for us, gentlemen, Jim?
Roll it up if you got it.
Roll it up if you got it.
You got it. All right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
All right. I love you. I'll see you later.
All right, dude. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So long, Jim.
There he goes.
He sounds happy.
Yeah, he is.
He's happy, and I think he'll get that thing worked out with his lady looking at the porn site.
And then off to tea and crumpets.
There you go.
My God, what are you doing?
He's English.
I see that you're logging on with a porn site and enjoying a 3-day free trial.
It would be, if he ever went to England to see his ancestors, yeah. It'd be like that awful John Goodman movie. What was the name of the movie? It was King Ralph or King...
I had a different picture. It was King Ralph, but when the Beverly Hillbillies did like 5 episodes in London where they had the castle.
Ancestors would be like those street urchins out of
Oliver Twist.
Fagin.
Boy for sale.
Right. Clear the lines.
One boy.
It's always musical theater with us, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. We're fags.
Call 100 right now. 877-365-3636 for the celebrity birth. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And it's you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, great. I am caller 100.
Yes. Hi, what's your name?
This is Jim from Lake Jackson.
All right, Jim, you're going to get your choice now. A hot DVD or meat.
I will take the bag of meat.
There yeah. you go.
Yeah.
That is the spirit. You get the bag of meat.
Bag yeah. of meat. Let me read the slug. Congratulations. You've won a $50 bag of meat.
Oh, fantastic.
From Safeway and America's...
I love meat.
And America's beef producers. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
A bag
that
of meat.
Great.
That cool. is great. I love it when we give away meat.
Excellent. A $50 bag of meat. Now, you're going to play for $20,000 with a celebrity burp.
Very exciting. Serious money.
No more clues because the money is outrageous.
Yes.
Outrageous.
We'll play you the burp. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Robert yeah. Goulet, okay.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
You know, I do love the Robert Goulet.
I know you do. Right on.
You guys think we should do this contest more than once a day?
I'm not sure. I'd love to have it 3 times a day.
It just pretty much just ended up being just 1 time a day.
I did it my way.
Yeah. I'm not sure. It's like it just is at the same time
mm-hmm.
every day.
Maybe Rob says 5 times a day.
No, Rob doesn't want us to ever have a winner.
No.
For $20,000, who is that?
Is it Robert Blake?
Robert Blake, now that.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, it's not.
That's the name of that tune.
Thanks, and don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
It's a clue for you.
If it was Robert Blake, Christ, we would have a real newsmaker there.
Oh, boy, that's worth $20,000 right there.
Now, hold on. Before I get to a amusing slash disturbing facts we received.
Right.
There was just a disturbing slash
visitor.
Possibly amusing visitor out in the lobby.
Yes, I chatted with him on the yeah. way up to the building.
Yeah, I saw him. I was going out to take a leak. The guy's name is Perry.
Perry Noyd.
And he's written a couple of songs. Mm-hmm. And he dropped a CD off. One of the songs is about Lisa.
Yes, he is a very big fan of Lisa's,
sure.
and he penned a song for her.
Yeah, the other song is about Buzz.
Oh, very good.
Really? And I've heard part of the Lisa song, and I'm just going to have to do one real quick one of these part way through.
Little okay. adult content in there?
A little bit. So here now is a song from just some weird, nutty listener
okay.
about our producer, Lisa.
Wonderful.
Oh, and he likes her.
Lisa! I wanna F you silly. I wanna put gay jelly in. Yeah, I wanna make you
poo.
Oh, wow.
That's
a tribute. What an anthem of love.
Nice.
For our own producer, Lisa Hearn.
Now, there's a second song that I've not heard about Buzz. Same guy, though, just came by the studios.
Different words.
Harry Lloyd.
Apple juice. All Buzz wanted was apple juice.
Perfect
pitch. Can't leave the hospital until he toots.
Right.
Buzz Burbank needs apple juice.
This guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Naturally. He hasn't showered, so you know he stays. Buzz Burbank needs apple juice. Burbank called a nurse, but no nurse ever came.
This guy is outstanding.
Chef said,
apple juice.
I love this.
Hospital, hospital, until he farts. Let Don and Mike call those retards.
Okay.
And get Buzz Burbank some apple juice. Cause Buzz Burbank needs
Both of those songs are very nice.
Harry Noyd, ladies and gentlemen.
Very nice.
Wonderful job, Perry.
And let me say the name fits the guy.
Yes, absolutely, with his black T-shirt, his black pants, and his black boots.
And his big, black, bushy hair.
Yes, giant black mustache, black beard, black everything.
Keep them, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Keep them in my car.
I want a copy of that.
Yeah, put it on a continuous loop. I'll listen to it all weekend.
Oh, hold on. Joining us now is Dennis Murphy. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, come on. Hey, look, how you doing?
We're doing great now. Dennis,
yeah.
Look at this. All of a sudden, you're back in.
It's that time of year.
Thank you.
Every time you try to pull yourself out,
right,
we pull you back in.
Just like the mafia.
Hey, thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike. Also, I'm going to be on 9 6 o'clock next Friday.
Oh, at Ocean City?
Yeah, I'm on vacation next week, so I'm going to invade Ocean City.
What, are you going to go in and be a guest on their morning show or something like that?
No, the afternoon show, and then I'm going to Secrets afterwards.
You're going to Secrets, so it's going to be a Dennis Murphy day.
Yeah, and thank you, 96 Rock.
Yeah, great affiliate, 96 Rock in Ocean City. So, Dennis, are you ready tonight to perform with Poison?
Yes, I'm ready to perform with Poison. I don't know the tune, but I will study it.
Hold on. I'm going to get it for you right now. I'm going to play a little bit
Dennis,
of it down the
you're a very quick study, especially when we're playing the record, so you can you can pick up on this right away.
Now, the song...
Hopefully, this will be the song that they bring you up on stage for.
This is what we requested, Unskinny Bop, cut number 5.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Dennis Murphy.
Now, listen to a little bit of it.
This is what you'll be seeing at the Poison concert tonight.
It'll be you and Mr. 40 up on stage. Have you talked to Lisa about getting a tape recorder?
No, but I'll talk to Echo Hall.
Yeah, okay. That would require initiative, though.
Okay. And this is just the intro. You like it so far?
Yeah, I'll make the beat.
All right, here we go. Here you go. I think you really just have to know the hook, the melody.
I think he just has to dance in a cage.
and rock and dance.
Yeah, you're going to probably just be dancing. If they give you a microphone, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I'm going to hit my hip.
I request that you go to a microphone and sing.
Take it from the lead singer.
Yeah.
Take it from Brett Michaels.
Do that thing where you share.
Right.
And here's the hook right here. Here's the part that we want you to sing. Got it?
His usual stellar effort.
All right, now.
All you got to do is throw his arm around Brett Michaels and sing his little heart out.
I'll put my arm to that.
All right, I'm going to restart it now.
Okay.
And when it gets to the vocal.
Yeah. On Skinny Bop.
Yeah, hold on, let me fast forward to the good
That's part. The only part you'll be required to sing on.
Hold on a second. What is it? Hello.
We're getting to the good part for you, Dennis.
Right. Back it up a little bit?
A little bit. There.
Go. All right, here you go, Dennis.
Oh, you went by that part. You're going to confuse them.
I'm sorry, my mistake.
This is the part of CD technology they haven't quite nailed yet.
No, you really can't get to the part.
Nobody can.
It's got to be coming up pretty soon.
Bop, bop, bop. It already sounds good. He's saying is bop bop.
Get ready now, Dennis. And go.
You're not paying attention.
All right, try it again. Here it comes again. He did it pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, now let's hear it a cappella without the music.
Okay.
Dennis. Dennis, it's not unskinny bop bop every time. It's unskinny bop.
Oh,
and then the second
bop.
One, it's on skinny. Bop, 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 bop.
Okay, give it another try, Dennis.
Okay.
Perfect. I think he's ready. He's totally ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's prepared.
Don't worry.
What will you be wearing?
Yeah, Dennis, you have to change your look for tonight.
Well, what if I have my jeans and my Kevin shit and then we're coping?
No.
Here's what I'm thinking.
What?
Shirtless with a leather vest.
Yeah.
Okay, how about
and hold on. Bicycle shorts.
Well, I want shorts and a Hawaiian shirt.
How about a kilt? How about a kilt?
Nice.
Like a little plaid. Could you find a large plaid skirt? How about a plaid, just a plaid skirt and a muscle shirt?
Can we please get him in the bicycle shorts?
Bicycle shorts, yeah. Underneath the skirt.
How about bicycle shorts and the wife beater?
And the muscle shirt.
Okay.
You should give him a choice of wife beater or vest, but not both.
Right. I think the leather vest is a tough... you can get a muscle shirt anywhere. You can get bicycle pants anywhere.
You know, yeah, Dennis, it's a simple trip to Galleon's.
Okay. It's a simple trip, and it's on the way to...
You can change at Galleons.
Right.
We want you to buy
Dennis, I'm sorry, this is me.
Yeah.
Cowboy hat.
Oh, oh,
Hey, I do have a cowboy hat.
Bring the cowboy, because you need a hat.
Yeah.
So the cowboy hat.
The cowboy hat, a wife beater, and bicycle shorts.
Okay.
Perfect.
Dennis?
What?
Hard shoes.
Hard shoes, yeah.
Okay.
Hard shoes.
Boots.
No boots, right?
Do you have any boots? Do you have, like, Western boots?
No, all I have is no
boots. And black socks.
Shocker.
That'd be good.
I got black socks.
Black socks, loafers, bicycle shorts, the wife beater, and a cowboy hat.
Okay. Perfect.
That's a gorgeous look.
It's showbiz.
I have that.
How about his hook?
Yeah, could you wear your Captain Hook hook?
Okay, no problem. I got there the hook. Go.
Because it's showbiz, after all.
That's fantastic.
There you
right?
go. Fantastic. Well, we look forward to hearing the entire report on Monday's episode.
Hey, God, what happened to me last night?
Of course.
And I might sneak into that show myself.
What happened, Dennis?
I went to Domino's Pizza in Greenville, and they heard my voice, and thanks to you, I got a free pizza.
Because they knew you were Dennis Murphy?
Thank God, like, thank you.
That's great.
That's terrific, Dennis. You're very welcome. Did you eat the whole thing?
Why not?
You ate the whole large pie?
No, it's a medium pie.
What kind of a pizza was it, Dennis?
It was a cheese and anchovy pizza.
Oh, man, I bet those BMs were terrific.
How are your teeth?
Oh, the teeth are doing so good. With my teeth are fine.
Did you eat your anchovy pizza right before you went to bed?
I brushed my teeth.
Before you went to bed?
Yeah.
You know what else I'm going to buy you, Dennis? I'm going to buy you a box of those Crest white strips.
Yes.
Have you seen those things?
Yeah.
They work.
Yeah.
I think at this point anything would help.
Not a chance. You have to brush first.
The only problem is that I think they're made for people with semi-straight teeth, and Dennis's teeth are like dog's teeth.
By getting in those white strips, that would be like, you know, when they're working on a highway project and they have to get the surface all rough before they put right. the pavement in. That's like getting that surface all rough and then coming down and painting the lines. You're just doing cart before the horse.
And besides, when you have to sort of apply them, you'll have to be real gentle because you wouldn't want any teeth to snap off. That's right. They've got a clean bill of health.
Dennis,
for the root
I think
canal.
Before the year is over, we have to address your teeth.
Okay.
No, wait. Now, we've done it before, and you dropped the ball.
Here's what I want to do. I want to make this happen for you.
I want to get Dennis dentures.
I want to yank out every tooth in your mouth.
No,
and the top.
Oh, come on.
And get your brand new Regis Philbin teeth.
But Dennis, they cut the match.
If it's not dentures, maybe like bonding or caps.
Caps,
or something like that.
Okay.
I think bonding won't work. Bonding will not work.
Well, we have to have something to bond to.
We ought to see if Dana would be willing to.
What have we got?
I'll call him.
You know, Dana Erickson is the dentist that Rob and I go to.
He's great.
I go
to
probably the best. And Buzz, you too. He's probably the best guy in the book, and he'd probably be able to help Dennis.
If we get Dennis some gold caps.
Gold teeth.
And a small gemstone.
Mm-hmm.
So it sparkles when he smiles.
Maybe just a little diamond D.
Remember, I can't smile.
Yeah, because your lips are paralyzed.
That's right, okay. All right, well, listen, the teeth will be in the project later this year.
That's sad, okay. I can't smile. But you can smile if you take your fingers and press your lips up.
Yeah, no problem.
You know how he can smile? Is if he got all new Joker products.
So tonight...
New and improved!
Tonight, the outfit of poison will be hard shoes, loafers, black socks, bicycle pants, wife beater shirt, and a cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat, I have.
You don't have any hard shoes that you tie?
I can't tie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
You only got one hand.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could tie, but there's no one living with me, so
right.
I have to throw the loaf around.
Right. No one to put the finger on or
exactly.
to put the neck. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I understand exactly
what you're saying. Tying a bow.
Yeah, I understand.
You need the extra hand there to just,
When I wear my tennis shoes,
yeah.
I have to use a shoehorn. Someone ties the tennis shoes, and I got slipped
off. All right, well, you make do, Dennis, and, you're an overachiever with your lot in life. And we know that, and you're going to be a star tonight.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
We will talk to you on Monday's episode. Hold on, please, Dennis.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Can I say hello to KCKK? And Sean Tracy did the high on one.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Hey, you all have a great day. I'll talk to you from the beach on Monday.
On Monday from Ocean City, Maryland. Yeah. We got it. All right, there he is, Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy with what? Oh, he's still there.
tickets available for tonight's show, Holly Weird, starring Poison at the Nissan Pavilion. Tour starts at 6 o'clock.
Wow. I thought Dennis was going to do one of his traditional goodbyes where he lingers on the line.
Nope, he's gone.
How many of those items he requested will he actually come through with tonight?
One.
The hat.
The cowboy hat.
The hat, because he's got it at home.
The cowboy hat. He won't go out to a store.
No.
No, he won't.
Yeah, that's what he does. He'll wear the loafers. He'll wear
Dockers.
He'll wear Docker shorts,
and
like a regular T-shirt.
He might go the loafer sockless look.
Yeah, he might do that too. He'll drop the ball in the socks too.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Out come the teeth.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello, my love. It's Paul McCartney.
Hi, Paul.
Oh yeah, I'm just complaining about the song.
What song?
Pardon me?
Apple juice.
Yeah. I believe it was called Yesterday, my love.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, we'll send you the royalties.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Okay, that guy Paranoid got his ass kicked at the Ron and Fez Big Ass Night of Fights. The first one, just so you guys knew that. He's kind of a strange cat.
Stop and ask me how much I care about that. Okay, let's all stop for a second to think how very little I care.
No, I know. All right, man.
Okay, man. Okay.
Thanks, man.
He thought he had a big scoop.
Yeah. Right.
Helping.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Hi.
May I approach the throne?
What do you want? Hello.
I'm calling from the time machine, and I originally called to guess the burp.
And what can we do for you?
Well, I'd like a special exemption since it's hard for me to get through.
No.
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 Oh, please.
No.
Well, then let me say this. I wish Bob Barker a speedy recovery. I hope he's listening.
We should send Bob some flowers.
We should.
Yeah, that's why he's at MIH, right?
Yeah, he's down here. He's still recovering, right?
Absolutely. All right,
no.
Thank you, my friend.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, no, Rob, he's
hello.
Not dead.
Not on my show. Hello. Bob Barker's like Dick Clark.
Yeah.
He's never going to die.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He'll be in a jar. Not quite.
Hello. What am I doing here? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Can I say something to Rob?
Yeah.
Rob, you're the best.
Right you are, sir.
There you go, Rob. There's your fan.
And Don?
Yeah.
Can I touch your big hairy D's?
He wants to... D's? Did he say D's or B's?
D's or B's?
B's.
B's. He wants to touch your big hairy B's.
No, you can't.
Do you remember...
Oh, he enjoyed that.
What's so funny?
Well, he wants to touch your big hairy bees. That's funny. What's going on with you, pal?
Hello?
Sir?
What are you doing?
You got issues, pal.
Hello?
Are you all right?
No, he's gone.
All right, enough.
He's gone. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
That's a shame.
Cherry.
Cell phone's on a Friday.
Hello?
This is Cherry.
Oh, Cherry, yes.
Cherry,
you must be very disappointed about Poison. And that cell phone.
Yeah, call back, Cherry.
As we look at Cherry's delightful red brassiere hanging in the studio.
Yes.
One of two.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Donna Mike. It's Melissa. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. We're doing great, thanks.
Well, I just wanted to wonder why everyone is kind of ruining a good thing when it comes to Perry's music.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone keeps doubting his music and... I mean, not everybody, but just like the past two calls.
Harry has a friend. Six. I think Don said he was great.
I loved it. I thought they were very good.
We loved it. Funny. They were funny. You know.
We said so.
All right. No, I'm sorry.
Right. What's the problem? Are.
I'm just a little nervous. My first time calling.
Well, why are you calling?
Why am I calling? Just to say hi to Perry and everybody at the forum.
At the forum?
At the forum. Okay. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is that the penthouse forum?
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to ask if there's a new Mr. Skin Minute this week, or if that's just disappeared.
No, you know what? And, hey, Lisa, I'm going to need an update from Lisa on this.
Mm-hmm. About Mr. Skin?
I'm really not sure what the deal is with Mr. Skin. Lisa?
With Bob Skin?
Lisa?
We need the info.
I know
Jim Skin.
I know we need the info. Lisa, please. Please come here. Lisa. There she is. Hi. Have you talked to Jim Skin?
No, just through messages.
All right, here's what I think. What I think is that Jim Skin is a guy we had on the show 4 years ago.
Right.
One of the first shows to have him on.
Absolutely.
We would have him on once every 3 or 4 months.
Always a great, great guest.
And then he approached us. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right.
He approached us and said, I want to give you something called the Mr. Skin Minute.
Right.
And is going to be a review of the movies that come out every week and all the nude scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And because, and this came from Mr. Skin, because you guys have been so great to me, I'm going to give it to you on Thursday.
Right.
And give it to the other radio stations that I do bits with on Friday.
Okay.
Right.
Well, a certain disc jockey got mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bird?
Yeah. And that disc jockey said to Mr. Skin, you can't do that.
Right.
So Mr. Skin then said, how about this? I'll just come on your show every Thursday.
Right.
And we'll do a live Mr. Skin Minute. And that way the other disc jockey can have the tape and,
okay,
and everything will be cool.
Very good.
That happened for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden, Mr. Skin just disappeared.
Vanished. Yeah.
And it's my thought that he's been influenced by the other radio show.
Yeah, I would think so, and that's why he's distancing himself.
Well, I have gone back and forth with some emails with him and have played phone tag. I have not personally spoken with him.
Listen, hold on just for a second. He's a guy who makes his living by running a website that tells you where you can find celebrities naked.
Right.
He can't be that busy. He can't be.
Yeah, he's dodging.
The reasons he's given Lisa. First time, I'm going to be announcing at a Chicago Cubs game. Second time, I'm going to be in the air. I can't do it. I'm flying back and forth.
Right.
Third time, I'm being interviewed by the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are those the excuses?
Yes.
And then has he given you any indication that he wants to come back on live?
Yeah. He said that, I want to talk to you. You know, let's get in touch, and that's what we've been trying to do.
Has he, let me ask the question again. Has he given you any indication that he wants to come back on the show live?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
He said that?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
Is he going to have to ask the other disc jockey, though?
That's what I guess we're going to have to talk about. I do not know that. I don't have that information.
Because, I mean, if we get him live, and he does, I love having him on the show.
Yeah, me too.
But, if he's playing this game, and it sounds a little hinky.
Yeah. I don't think it's him. I think it's the other radio show.
I don't think that it's him at all. He loves our show.
Yeah.
And he loves you guys.
Okay.
And he's looking very forward to being on our show.
But that's a matter of
logistics, I think.
That's a good question from the caller, as far as wondering about that. And I hope we get him back on the show.
And we don't know. And hold on, that girl that called Cherry?
Yeah, she was going to come in today to see Poison, and we had promised her she would get to meet them. Then they had to cancel. So what Poison was good enough to do was to get her tickets and some backstage passes. So she's going to get to go backstage after the show tonight and meet them because they felt bad.
Very nice. Okay, thank you. Hold on a second. I got to delete that out. Please leave the driving to us.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
You guys thinking way too much.
Bye-bye. It's catching on, though.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
New and improved Joker products! With a new secret ingredient! Smiley.
Love that Joker.
That luscious tan. Those ruby lips and hair color. So natural, only your Undertaker knows for sure.
I know what you're saying.
Where can I get these fine new items? Well, that's the gang. Chances are, you bought them already.
So remember, put on a happy face.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. These two DAs agree on only one thing.
Where is it? Gone. What happened? Dunno. They're good. Don and Mike.
Hello, my love. I heard
give me one second. Calling the spoiled child hotline. he should be there. Gave him a list of jobs.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey.
I have for you. He's finally figured out that there's an advantage to being my son.
After all these years, he finally knows that he is a child of privilege. Dreamer.
I have the tickets for Area 2.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll bring him home today. He's finally figured out that because I work at a radio station,
you can get tickets to things.
Get tickets to concerts.
Yes.
I don't have the M&M tickets yet. I'll have them next week.
Excellent.
And don't forget who you're taking to the Eminem concert.
No, she backed out.
Oh, did she really?
Well, she doesn't know if she'll want to see the other.
Did he have a hottie that he was taking to the...
Oh, a very hot woman.
Wow.
A very hot woman.
My mother?
Oh, mommy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, mommy likes Eminem?
Mamo?
Yeah, does Mamo like Eminem?
Mamo does. Mamo is a fan of the Eminem.
Really?
And last night we were discussing the concert, and Bart said, can you get me tickets for Eminem? And I said, I'm pretty sure we can. And Frida said, I want to go. And right away I saw my kid's face just turn a million different shades of red, purple, white.
That's probably not the concert you want to take your mom to.
Orange. But he was, and it was a beautiful defensive play on your part, Bart, by telling mom that she probably wouldn't like all of the other acts.
Right.
Well, she probably wouldn't.
So you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
In your strategy.
Right.
But all things being equal, would you let mom go to the show with you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's cool.
Hold you to that. And,
hold me to that. That, I don't think she wants to see Ludacris or the other shows.
All right. Well, we'll find out what happens.
And Ludacris is spelled, L-E-W-D-I-C-H-R.
No, L-U-D-A-C-R-I-S.
L-U-D-A-C-R-I-S. Ludacris.
Ludacris. And last night, thank God you weren't involved in this one, Bart.
I saw the tail end.
We saw Bart. We sent Bart to Blockbuster. And there's a movie out that Bart's told me has been released, and I'm not aware of it. It's called American Psycho 2.
It's really?
Straight to video.
It was straight to video, and apparently what it
is... Does it have Patrick Bateman in it?
Yeah.
No, like his brother or something, I don't know.
But you told me that the guy, that Patrick Bateman has a cameo in it.
Yeah.
What's that guy, the actor's name? Christian Bale.
It's based on American Psycho, but it's American Psycho's brother. And it happens...
Wow.
It happens... Barty, is it 15 years before?
I don't know. It happened like at a slightly different time.
So it's either in the 70s or the 90s.
It's fascinating.
So we send it to Blockbuster, and...
Do you like movies, Bart?
We're looking at all the stuff that's available, and I say to Bart, yeah, if they got that one, we'll watch that one.
Right.
Rita throws out three or four titles, all of which just sound like they can't suck enough. One was Gosford Park.
Gosford Park. I haven't watched that yet. I have that at home.
The other one was... Shock.
I bought that.
Shock. And the other one was like...
Academy Award nominee.
Yeah, well, so was...
Days of Thunder.
All kinds of bad movies.
Yeah.
Boring.
Gandhi.
Yeah, Gandhi. Thank you, Mike.
The Last Emperor.
Thank you, Mike. Right.
I can give you a few more if you're interested.
No, you pretty much have hit the point that I was trying to make.
Reds.
Nominee, Rob.
Not a winner?
I don't believe a winner.
I thought Beatty snagged a statue.
So did he get a statue for that?
I don't think so.
So we send him to the store. And he comes back and he says, the bad news is American Psycho 2, not out. But I got the movies mom wanted.
And did you get the Gosford Park?
Got Gosford Park. So
Monsters Ball?
Monsters Ball I would have liked to have seen.
Right.
That one was not there.
Good movie.
So...
Well, actually, Mom had already seen that one.
And she'd already seen Gosford Park as well.
But I guess she just wanted to see Gosford Park.
Black Hawk Down.
So that was another one of our choices.
Yeah.
But that was not brought home.
Okay.
No one asked for it.
The movie that was brought home was Gosford Park.
I think Black Hawk Down kind of sucked.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So she says to me, let's watch this movie, Gosford Park.
Oh, good. I'm going to get a... Maybe I won't have to waste my time with it.
And I said, I know it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the ads.
Isn't it a period piece?
Yes, it is. Oh. It's based in 1932 England.
Yeah, tell you how. Your brother would like it.
And she said... she said to me, she laid the trump card down. She said, we never do anything that I like to do.
Right.
We always do what you like to do.
Of course.
Why can't you just watch this movie that was nominated for an Oscar?
I understand it's the story of a British family and the guy and the wife locks the keys in the car.
And I said,
I'm going way back to that. That is an insight. That's for regular listeners of the show.
And I said to her, I said, listen, honey, anything but Gosford Park. And she said, give it a half hour.
Yeah, you're basing it on the name, aren't you? Because it has a she-she name. It has name, Gosford Park.
And I've seen the ads.
Really?
When it was out in the theaters.
Yeah.
So she brings it into the cave, and we watch it. And I watch 1 hour and 8 minutes of this movie.
Right.
And I know because I'm seeing the digital time on the DVD thing. And this is like hell watching this movie. I can't understand anything they're saying.
So you didn't like Pat Gosford Park?
No, I didn't. And I said to her, an hour and 8 minutes into it, I said, honey, I paused it. I said, I've given the yeoman's effort here.
Were there any crazy shootouts or anything?
An hour, 8 minutes into this movie.
Dialogue?
If we were in the theater, I would have walked out 20 minutes ago.
Well, I mean, was it just not a captivating story?
No, it's boring. And she said to me, that's fine. I'm going to take it. I'm going to go in the other room with it. I'm going to watch it in the other room.
Right.
You watch Star Trek or baseball, whatever it is you want to watch. Mm-hmm. So she's pissed off. She goes in the other room.
Right.
She puts the movie on in the other room. At that point, Bart comes up to me and says, Dad, you should sit down and watch the rest with her.
Mm.
Watch the rest with her.
Oh, so your son is counseling you.
Yeah, right. He's trying. Is that what you're doing, Barty?
Yeah.
Right. He's trying to help me out of this. Cause,
that's good.
Cause she's saying, like, I'll sit down for a second. I'm doing something upstairs, but I'll sit down and have, like, a soda, and then you take my seat.
Right. He comes over and he says, I'll watch it with her for 10 minutes, and then you just kind of just take my spot.
Right.
And I said, I appreciate it, but I'm done with the movie.
There you go.
I gave it my shot.
There you go, digging in.
So,
your kid comes and says, sit down with mommy. You're like, no.
So he
has, unyielding.
So he has a soda, and he goes back upstairs, and...
You unyielding tyrant.
I'm coming around the corner. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to surprise you.
I know. You always do. It'll have a happy ending.
I come around the corner, and I say to her, wow, they're finally out of the dining room. And she says, you've just missed the best part of the movie.
Wow.
Where the guy gets killed.
Oh, really?
And I said, well, now, why didn't you tell me that a guy gets killed in this movie? She said,
there's violence?
No, it's not violence, but it
turns
out...
Is he killed with a teaspoon?
Now, do you want to know?
No. No. No, I don't.
Right. As it turns out...
Well, now, you've effed it for me anyway by saying a guy gets killed.
It is a murder mystery, but it says it on the box.
It's a murder mystery.
It says on the box,
right,
it's
you,
a murder
you're
mystery.
You're not going to ruin it for me now.
No. I said to her...
Don't ruin it for me.
If it's a murder mystery...
Tell me end it.
What they should have done...
All right.
What they should have done is...
Ruin it.
Just cut out the first hour of the movie, which is worthless, which is just British people.
It's character establishment.
Mumbling and servants who are ironing and cleaning their clothes.
Jim is bringing that little rocks to Racine, Wisconsin.
And worthless. So she says to me, you dumped out at the wrong time. You just missed where the movie gets good. So I said to her, all right, back it up to where the guy gets killed. So she backs up to where the guy gets killed, and from that point on, Gosford Park is a great movie.
Hmm. Well, it got nominated. It's supposed to be a very good movie.
But it should only get half a nomination.
Right.
Because...
Did it get nominated for Best Picture?
Yes.
There you are.
Up until the guy gets killed...
Right.
That movie sucks more ass than Out of Africa. I mean, it is among the worst. It's like Amadeus.
That's the theme from Out of Africa.
Times 1,000.
You didn't like Amadeus?
I did not like Amadeus.
Oh, Amadeus kicked ass.
I did not.
I'm not a fag, but I like these kind of movies.
You are a fag.
No, I'm not.
But Gosford Park.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Gosford Park, when you get it, Mike, and you bought it already, just fast forward past an hour and 20 minutes.
There's a movie that I always want to use as an example with Hugh Grant and Emma Thompson and a young Kate Winslet, and I don't remember the name of the movie, but it's a period piece also, and it's just all dialogue, nothing happens.
And every time I hear a period piece, I think it's about girls having their periods, and it never is.
It's some... It's a very interesting movie, and I watch it like all the time, and you'd probably hate it.
It won one for best screenplay, by the way.
But anyway, the point is, I end up going back with my tail between my legs.
And you were glad you did, because you ended up liking the movie.
Yes, and I watched the end of the movie with her, and as it turns out, she fell asleep.
Right.
Oh. And
you were riveted.
And I'm watching the movie.
Right.
And I'm watching it all the way to the very end, mm-hmm. and it has...
Does any robot come in, like, with a big gun or something like that?
No. none of the stuff I like. No aliens.
No aliens at all. No sci-fi.
Yeah, no Arnold.
No. Arnold wasn't in the movie.
Arnold.
Welcome to Gosford Park. So, I'm here to kill you.
So at the end of the night, I have to say to her, basically she was right.
Right.
That my wife quite often chooses movies that she thinks I will hate, that I think I will hate.
Right.
But she thinks eventually I will like.
You surprise me once in a while. You throw in a movie that's got snappy dialogue.
But I'm telling you, Gosford Park. Just fast forward the first hour.
I know you like action adventure, but I do think you wouldn't like Black Hawk Down.
Bart, did you see that one?
Yeah.
And?
Black Hawk Down was a
disappointment. I don't think you'd like it then.
All right. Well, anyway, so I had to say to her at the end of the night, I had to say,
right.
Okay, you were right. Gosford Park is pretty good, but the first hour sucks. And she said, well, I knew that all along. Right. I said,
is there an actual park? Is it a place they live? What is
it? It's a mansion.
Ah, okay.
It's,
Gosford Park is the home. I forget they named their homes.
It's an English home. And she says to me, like I should have known this, she said, well, everybody knows that the first hour is no good. Mm-hmm. I said,
but didn't you know that?
And what a drag now, though, to sit there for the first hour.
Well, no, you'll like it because you're a fag.
I like the snappy dialogue.
You'll like it. I hated it.
God, what's the name of the movie I'm trying to think of?
But anyway, so she said, well, everybody knows. I said, if everybody knows that the first hour is boring, why did you make me watch the first hour?
Mm-hmm.
She said, because you have to watch the whole movie.
You don't really normally like period pieces.
No, I don't.
And I love period
pieces. Absolutely, I don't. But
you like Kate and Leopold, too?
I didn't see that one, Bart.
Period piece and a romantic comedy.
I'm sure he would like it.
Buddy. I'm there.
I'm sure he would. All right, listen, is Mamo there?
No, Mamo is getting her hair dido'd.
Oh, gotcha. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, love you.
Even my movies that I enjoy that of a violent nature would be period pieces. I consider Patton to be a period piece.
Well, now, Patton's a great movie.
It's a truly great movie. It is my favorite movie of all time.
Patton is a great movie. But I had to, anyway, the long story, and I'm sorry, it's longer than I meant it to be. I hate the fact that it's a goddamn fag British powdered wig movie that I sat through, and I was convinced that I was right. And I looked at my wife and I said, how dare you say that I will give things a try that you like? I sat through an hour 8 of this movie.
That's a lot.
And this movie stinks, and I'm not watching it anymore.
You liked it.
And then I go back in the other room, and as it turned out, the last hour of the movie is fantastic.
Okay. All right, so you got half the movie's good.
Yeah.
Just like Full Metal Jacket. I like the first half better than the second half.
As do I.
You know, the second half, while not bad,
but I will watch the second half.
I will occasionally, but that's what's great about Full Metal Jacket. It's two movies.
What you need to do is take the first half of Full Metal Jacket and put it to the last half of Gosford Park.
First half of Gosford Park.
No, take the best part.
Right. He's right. You take the first part of Full Metal Jacket, which is the best part, and then put the second half of
replace
Gosford
the
Park.
First half of Gosford
right.
Park.
Right,
that's what I meant to
and
say.
And then you can have them solve the murders in Full Metal
right
Jacket.
Right after Private Pyle blows his brains out.
Right, yeah. And they have to solve that.
Get right to the murder mystery.
Hello, Dynamite.
You got a movie.
What's up, Dynamite?
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Just want to let you guys know that don't even waste your time getting American Psycho 2.
Why?
It is a total piece.
Yeah, but it's crap. If they go right to video, 95% of the chance
It mentions Patrick Bateman, like, the first 30 seconds.
Yeah?
This girl has a flashback about him, and they don't even show his face. They show the back of his head.
Oh.
Clever.
All right.
The main character is that girl from that 70s show. It's like a teen movie.
Oh, you mean the redhead?
No, the little brown hair girl.
Ah, not even the good one.
No, she's in college trying.
Bring on the redhead. Like to see more of the redhead from that 70s show.
I'd like to see all of her.
Ooh.
I'd like to see if she's red all over.
She's a turbo hot.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Donna Mike?
Yeah.
This is Cherry again.
Ah, Cherry the poison girl.
Hi, Cherry.
Hi. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Cherry.
Hi, Rob A.
Hi, baby.
Hey, listen, I thought my husband was kidding me when he called me. I was almost there. And I thought he was joking that Poison wasn't coming.
No, they weren't able to show, unfortunately.
But, you know, we hooked you up with those tickets and backstage passes.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So you should have a pretty good time, Ez.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right.
Hey,
great.
Listen, my strawberry pie is melting. I just thought I'd let you know.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Are you going to bring your strawberry pie to the show?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll make it. Mm. All melted.
All right. Well, that's right. You were going to come by again today with another pie.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm a graphic designer. I'd love to do
that. No.
We had to delete that out.
Just went bad.
Hello.
Have a good time at the show.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
You got to stop doing that.
I'll stop. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Be nice.
The thing is you're saying ass at the end of saying something to someone. Like, thank you very much, ass.
Sorry we couldn't help you out there, Ass.
Hey, Dominic.
How you doing?
How you doing? I had to put in my two cents regarding Gosford Park.
Yes, Ass.
Pardon?
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
You hung up on the other guy.
Sir, shut up for a second. I'm talking to Don. If you got to do it, you throw it in at the end. You separated it at the end. You said, yes, Ass. So it's like this guy would be, okay, tell us your story, Ass.
I actually was lucky enough to go see this in the theater with my wife.
Really, Ass?
Had a couple of cocktails before.
Am I still doing it wrong?
Yeah. Arrived 10 minutes late.
How am I doing it wrong, Ass?
You're doing it wrong because you say wrong and then you separate and you say the whole word ass. The ass has to be thrown onto the last part of the word.
So
if you were trying to this guy...
In other words, this is better ass.
Yes. There. That's it. You did a textbook like that. And if you want to do a little turn away like that,
that
you can do that
ass.
Too. You know, that's even closer to the last word. That was perfect ass.
Anyway, you were saying
ass. Yes, I was lucky enough to go see this at the theater with my wife.
Yes, sir.
And fell asleep easily before the guy got murdered.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, ass.
I just...
I got it now.
Okay, can I just say, Mike?
Yes, sir.
If you do watch this movie, you're officially off the Christmas card list.
Okay, I'll let you know, but I am going to watch it just to formulate my own opinion. Yeah, you understand that, right?
Okay, sure.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
You know, no, that one...
That really didn't even register.
Not verbal. Yeah.
Thanks, ass.
Not verbal. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, ass.
Yeah, the name of that movie you're trying to think of is Sense and Sensibility.
Sense and Sensibility, yes, I believe that's what it is.
I like Dumb and Dumber.
Hey, me?
Hello?
Hey, I wanted to see if I can make a guess on the celebrity burp because I'm in the Sacramento lovely region.
No.
We don't do that for just, you know, you don't just call up and do it that way.
No.
Oh.
Negative?
No. Come on, just give me a shot.
No, that's ridiculous. Why, we do it for you? I mean, that defeats the whole contest.
But I can't take a chance on it when you guys are really doing it because...
Is it my fault that...
No, it's not your fault.
Is it my fault that you don't live somewhere where they carry the show live?
No.
And now Rob and Mike are really doing the Sacramento dance.
Well, are you afraid that I'll get it right?
They are really, really doing it. No, I would guarantee there's no way you would have it correct.
No way.
Then why don't you give me a shot?
I'm dancing for you. I'm dancing for you. Really, callers like you are the reason that Mike and Rob
it's gotten exceptionally graphic now.
Invented the Sacramento dance.
Well, I'm glad I could induce the Sacramento dance.
You did. Ass.
Yep.
Okay,
go sit outside and cool off.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have fun. Bye, ass.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I thought you should have given him a chance.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, what?
Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, it is. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing? The first time I ever reached you guys.
Fascinating. Yes, yes, sir.
Listen, I'm in New Jersey, but I know you're not on in WNAW anymore. I'm wondering, are there any stations in Jersey that I can reach you from?
No, ass.
I got
Don and Mike. What movie is that?
I have no idea.
I don't know what it is. Oh, it's Gosford Park.
Kiki, taking your uncle to Papa Mirai.
Road
is Gosford Park.
There it is. Right at the crucial moment.
Right when Gosford Park gets good.
Excellent.
You know, I'm the huge belly. Wow! Oh, it's one of those
two-faced huge belly. I have no idea what it is.
Come on, little king. He's
got it. Wow! So freaking out.
Fascinating listening, though.
Wow. No idea.
A little scary.
Hello, Dynamike.
Yeah, I was wondering, has anybody talked about Candace Bushnell's nipple in Playboy?
Somebody mentioned that to me. They, you're talking to us, sir.
Hi.
Somebody mentioned that, her nipple's in there, and, my mom called me.
Yeah, you heard that.
My mom called, yeah. Because apparently in the local newspaper, there are pictures of everything of the wedding.
Yeah. The wedding.
Married a ballet dancer.
Did she really?
She married a ballet dancer.
Really?
Yes.
We had that on the news. Rock?
Yeah, we had it that she married. But apparently there was the details on the, wedding.
The one you let get away.
Well, you know, with my recent development, that was the one thing I was saying. Well, there's always a chance, and now it's just gone.
Hello, Donna Mike.
There's still a chance. You married a ballet dancer.
Hello.
And enough about the movies. It's time for ass play. Would like Pete Johnson to tickle my Duke.
Play with the ass.
Play with the ass.
Yeah. Ass play.
Ass play.
Kind of a day from
Ass play. Coming soon to a theater in you, Donna Mike's Ass play. Ass play.
Ass play.
Ass play.
Ass play. Ass.
All right, listen, we have to break ass, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Franklin Propane tastes the meat, not the heat.
Hello, Hank?
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Matt.
Who is this?
Consenting Adults, the country's largest supplier of mail-order adult entertainment. Somebody can put you down for.
Zero. God, please, watch your mouth. This is an interstate phone line. How did you get this number?
Not important. What is important is that we have a bigger selection and lower prices than Arlen Video.
What? Arlen Video told you I rent pornography? Who plays the most hits? Y-104. Yeah, okay. That crazy morning zoo.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, a brief bumper. Just brief. The Don and Mike Show.
Tonight you're the Poison. And Mary with, at least not millions. Look for Dennis Murphy and Mr. 40 on stage with the band during Unskinny Bob.
Now, Dennis does what he's told. He will be wearing a cowboy hat, a muscle shirt, bicycle pants, hard shoes with black socks, and his hook.
All of that happening tonight. You'll hear about it on Monday's episode. I never got to the letter from the guy who was disturbing yet amusing.
Oh, very good.
The five-page facts.
Oh, my God.
Save that for Monday's episode.
Oh.
Also, you should know that we've received another letter from Donna Dawn.
Ah, Donna Dawn. Oh, and you want to talk about disturbing. Yeah. She wrote the book. He wrote the book on disturbing.
It's mad at us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. We don't want to talk.
I'll share just a brief snippet.
It's upset?
And we'll hear it on Monday, the rest of the letter. Dear Donna Mike, on today's date, I was, and this is sent 7802. On today's date, I was informed by my unit psychologist that a captain informed her one of his officers had heard my recent letter read over the air by Donna Mike. Mm-hmm. This prison guard stated, in reading the letter over the air, you read that I wrote, I had lost one of my testicles recently and will be cutting the other one off soon. I know you guys would never engage in revealing my secrets. But Allison,
you're sending a letter to a radio show.
Donna Dawn, you can't send us letters and expect us not to read the letters.
No, I mean, if you don't send a letter to a radio show and not want it to go public.
What you don't know is that when you read my letters, the prison guards take prison inmates like me who are suicidal or transsexuals who engage in genital manipulation and mutilation, and we are taken to a cell that is referred to as the refrigerator, as it's a hole in the floor, as it has a hole in the floor for the toilet. The insane are placed in this cell naked after having their clothing stripped off by male staff, prison, loan, doing this kind of...
He's just so out of it.
They love doing this kind of S to me, and have done it many times. I've never put up a struggle or fought with them. Even when they strip searched me in the past, as many as 10 male guards all standing around in a half circle, swearing at me and making degrading comments.
Donna Dawn's got some issues.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, I'll read the whole letter to you on Monday.
If you can decipher it.
But
it's kind of like reading code.
But here's the deal. If you're an inmate, and I don't care if you're trying to, you know, cut your nuts off or not. If you're an inmate and you write us a letter.
Right.
We're going to read it on the radio.
Absolutely.
Don't be mad that you've sent us now and we're counting 8 separate letters that describe how you want to remove your testicles.
Yeah, by horrible means, yes. Too. You know, like tying twine around them and crap like that.
Don't be mad.
Please.
When we read the letters
on the air. Is there ever anything in the letter about don't read this on the air?
Never.
Never?
Never. Never. I mean, this one starts off again with the... On today's Then I Was Informed.
Right.
And then once we get past the part about don't read the private stuff that I write to you.
Right.
And there's never been a notice that it's private.
Mm-hmm. No.
Then it is just, I mean, look at this.
On and on and on.
This is like one of the 9-page letters.
Very strange stuff.
That gets into DNA.
Right. Oh,
that gets into... Number 2.
Yes, a lot of that.
And
mud in the cell.
Gets into scrotes.
Very scary.
It's a great letter. But, if you don't want us to read it, don't send it.
Amen.
Okay, so having
the
said
way it
that,
should be.
Let's move on with a Friday favorite.
It's game time now on
JFK
with cash for you. And
I know our guest today.
It's time for Don and Mike to play
Absolutely no experience with
Good night, Mike. Good night.
Hey, Mike, what are we talking about here?
It's real dangerous in here. I know, but I'm telling you, I'm excited. This is great. What a great weekend it is for me. My big movie. You're going to see the Croc Hunter movie, mate?
No.
Oh, that's a ripper. How you bongers do it? It's good to see you, mate. I tell you right now, be very quiet. He's growling over in the reeds. Oh, isn't he beautiful? What a beautiful cat he is. I'm going to sneak up on him and milk him. There we go.
Our guest, of course, is...
I've got my hand right on his googly.
Steve Irwin,
the
crocodile hunter.
Oh, he's grinning like a shot fox, he is. There we go. Hey, mate. Now be very quiet. Oh, he's a real ripper. Crikey. Let me see if I can catch this bird that's choking to death and milking. Oh, he's a real jillaroo. Oh, I don't mind telling you. How you doing, mate? I caught him. Oh, here's an elephant. Look at that elephant, too. That's the size of a giant ripper. Fantastic. And now it's a giant hyena. I'm going to catch him, too, mate. It'll be great. Now, that's good. He's a real kelpie. Look at that. He's a beauty. Oh, man, that looks like a brown-eyed mullet. Fantastic. It's a tiny little toad. If I take my fingers,
he could take my finger clean off to the wrist, mate.
Oh, it looks down. The elephant's going to run over the little toad. Oh, my, it's a Mickey Mouse right there, mate. How about that, Orca? Oh, boy, it's as dry as a bummy's towel. That's right, man. All right, I'll have to do a little bit of the old Ridgey Didge on him.
Hey, what a ripper. This is great, mate.
Hey, for all these animals that I'm crawling around, I've got to be real quiet. With me movie open up, I've got to do lots of PR. I'm going to sneak up on this very dangerous horse. This horse, don't be surprised, mate. They look calm and they look lovely, but they're really dangerous.
You'd have to do a little rally on them.
Steve. All right. Steve, how freaking overexposed are you now?
It's just a sticky beak, mate.
It doesn't have anything to worry about. How's your pommies?
I'll tell you, me googly doesn't have much going on with that, mate. I don't mind. It's good for the exposure. I like the exposure.
I remember back in the good old days when your show was just on Animal Planet and...
That's right.
And we would call you up and we had you and your wife on the phone.
And now we've turned into a couple of real tall poppies, haven't we, mate?
Yeah, now there's dolls and there's bed sheets for kids.
That doesn't make you spit.
The dummy does at night. There's lamps and there's watches and there's games and there's
marketing.
And there's talking animals.
Man, I'll tell you, lots of thingos go down with the crock on it, but I'll tell you right now, my Tucker bag's bigger than I ever wanted it to be.
And why in God's name are you making a movie?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, if you go see the movie, you can always win it my goose days.
That's right, mate. Anytime you want, because I like you, mate. Now get all wobbly.
Watch out. It's a dangerous cat. This cat's one of the most dangerous in the forest.
I made a movie because people are clamoring for it. They want to see the cockatoo, mate. Yes, they do.
And look, it's a G. That's a broil. Be very still. You have to come up on it. Now, I don't want any more silence. Silence. This thing could rip your head clean off. This is the wild broil. He only exists in the urban jungle. Gonna sneak into his office and don't take his Pop-Tarts. That could be mighty dangerous, mate. If you steal his preservative-laden food, you're gonna be in a mighty bad strait. Now, you notice in the office, the giant wild broil has all sorts of poop and saliva on the floor. That's because he poops in his own office, mate. Be very quiet. Oh, he's a beautiful specimen, mate. He's a great wild broil. I like him a lot. Well, I tell you,
he almost whiffled my glass tongue funkers, mate. I was really concerned. He's getting upset now. Won't be alive. It's the giant broil, mate. Ooh, I got a little wobbly on that one, mate. Watch out. I better get me kelpie in my bongus.
Now,
that's right, mate. G'day.
You have to be maybe the biggest whore out of Australia since Crocodile Dundee.
I don't like that word. Don't say that word. That word makes me want to do a liquid lab.
You're a whore.
I'm a whore?
A whore.
That's American speak, mate.
No, I'm just a prosperous tall wobbly. That's what I am. I'm a tall puppy. I'm eating a good steak now. I'm eating real good beef, basically. Damn
you,
meat, baby.
You know that no one's going to go see this movie.
This movie's going to be number one at the box office. I'm going to be the tallest puppy on the block. I tell you,
you'll be as dry as a town puppy when you get done with that, but you billabong swag, man. There ain't no doubt.
You're quite a codgy archer, aren't you?
Oh, beware.
Look at that. He's somebody from management.
They're coming right through. Watch out, mate. Watch out for these lovely geese. They're lots of fun.
That's a good rolly.
Have a good rolly. I'm just filling the old purple teeth with it.
Seem to be a lot of animals that would not be indigenous to this jungle, this humid, arid jungle that we're in.
They're all very dangerous. I'll tell you right now, it's lovely. What you have to do is you have to really enjoy the animals that you work with.
You'll notice I'm surrounded by every animal in the jungle right now.
It's absolutely incredible. That's why the croc hunter's doing his best job, mate.
Yes, sir. Come on, boys. Come on, mate. You're all wild and you're all beautiful. And you're all living in Charlie Broyhill's office.
Oh, now one of them's urinating in the cup, mate. Look at that urine. Look at that. That's incredible, mate. It's nice and yellow.
Just like it should. Oh, it's a chimpanzee. Look at a chimpanzee. What a lovely chimpanzee that is right there, mate.
Oh, he's a lovely jackaroo. Come on over here. He's beautiful. Beautiful colorings and a nice red bum.
Oh, and look. There's some tourists.
Oh, look at that. Oh, beware. They're the very dangerous Chinese.
They've got cameras around their necks, mate.
They'll snatch you up and send you in a bag to Spain. Watch out, mate. I speak Chinese.
Hey, mate. Bing dong doon it, mate. Dong chao ri, mate. There you go, mate.
I
love the color of the crockaroo crimson.
He's playing the melody.
I've never had this many people in the studio, mate. Absolutely incredible.
Boy, you're a real bush ranger. Wild all over the place with all these...
Now don't fight, mate. Come on, love each other.
You're a beautiful creature.
It's great, mate. It's good being me.
Hold on a second.
Where are the snakes? I don't hear any snakes. Do we have a snake sound effect?
See if you two bush rangers can produce me a snake.
A snake?
Yeah, like a black monkey. Or one of your northern rattlers.
Those are scary snakes, mate. I love kissing them, geese.
I don't think we have. How about the hissing king cobra? You got a hissing king cobra in the building?
All right, Buzz, give it a try.
There it is. Back off, mate.
They can send its venom right out through its nostrils and blind you to death, baby. Here we go.
Booyah! There's the dangerous black mambo, the most poisonous snake on the face of the earth. This is incredible.
You're going to go see me, baby, aren't you, mate?
I'm not going to.
Oh, come on now. Give me a gobful.
That's right.
You a what? How about a Jillaroo?
I see you've got to find Jillaroo working in your producer's studio.
Boy, I'd like to give her a bit of the old snotty wobbly.
Ow! Jesus Christ. What is that? Electric charger, or is that a snake?
That's a snake.
It's an Easter Diamondback Rattler.
Now watch out. I'm going to come up on it very quietly while it's shaking its rattle. And I'm going to try to touch it. It's Willy Wang. Hold on just a second. See? That calms it down. There you go, mate. You're a real ripper. Oh, you're beautiful. No worries, mate. Don't turn around and bite me. Let me rub your Willy Wang.
Ow!
I just got bit. I just got bit by the snake. That's... Right now, you'll notice... That's the giant ballywagger. Gotta be careful of the ballywagger, mate. Man, he's a loud animal. Hold on, mate. Just give me a second. The venom's coming up to my cerebral cortex. Oh, man. I'll tell you right now, there's an outside shot, mate. I might not make the broadcast. I'm bleeding from the arm, and I got all these animals walking over me. And there's an outside shot that I might not be able to fob my face quicker. I'm feeling mighty stretched out right now.
Don't you have some kind of emergency...
No, mate, it's back. It's back at the hotel with me wife. She didn't bring me antivenom.
I didn't know that this radio station would be filled with all these nasty creatures.
But I got bitten by the Eastern Diamondback Rattler. He's a beauty. What's that? Get away from me, mate. I really don't like animals. Hi. Watch out for that one. That's the elusive northern house cat.
You're right.
Play that one again for me, will you, mate? Yeah, you gotta treat it really nicely. Hello, kitty kitty. He might look innocent. He's dangerous. Now listen to his snarl.
The elusive northern house cat.
That's right. You know why they're dangerous? Because they're...
Why are they dangerous?
Because they're scavengers. That's right. They'll eat anything and anyone. If you lay down dead, your cats will eat you. You don't know that, do you?
Hey, it's Flipper. Hello, Flipper.
That's the giant eastern dolphin. Fantastic. That's great. You see them down in the Florida Keys swimming
with Boston whalers.
That's right. They're lovely. We got so many animals in the studio right now, I can't even keep up with them. There's the dangerous northern walking horse. They're known by their giant sexual organs. And over on the side, that's a giant cheetah sitting in a tree. Where's that house cat?
Watch it.
Bring in that house cat again. That's the most dangerous one. You turn to the left and right.
They will tear the crap out of your curtains, mate. They'll give a willy wag to your draperies.
That's right. Keep them away from the fine, expensive fabrics.
There you are. I know how dangerous you are. You're a ripper.
Frightened.
I'd like to put a noose around your neck, man. How about I bury you in the backyard and mow the lawn?
There we go. It's the elusive northern house cat. Buzz Burbank's favorite species. Fantastic. I tell you, it's mighty crazy in the jungle right now with the croc on it, mate. That's a beagle.
It's a wolf.
That's a beagle in heat, mate. No, it's not a wolf. Don't tell me my business. I know that's a beagle. That's the Eastern Virginia Beagle. He's found in many of the more crowded neighborhoods on the East Coast.
Well,
I'm not sure I recognize that one, mate. He seems like a real strange ape. Like to give him a googly willowog.
Better not come over here. The beagle farted.
There you go. This is scary, mate.
Ignore him for one moment, and he'll jizz tang you blue blimey.
I don't want him to jizz tang me blue blimey anymore, do you? Oh, that's right. Come on over here. It's a little ducky. Come on over here. Tickle me, googly. Tickle me, googly. Hey, mate, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Let me feed some of Robert's lasagna. I'm already smelling it. That's good. Let me feed it a little plate of that lasagna. I think he put poison in it. There we go, mate. These are lovely animals. Don, they all have to be handled with kid gloves. You got to be real gentle on their julies, because otherwise they'll come up and snap your waggle. They'll snap your waggle as quickly as you can googly while.
You know, Steve, the one animal that keeps coming back is that house cat.
Yes, it's the elusive northern house cat. That's right. They've been known to go to different quarters of the American domicile and lay their seed. They spread their seed. Shut up, you house cat. Let me see if I can get it around the neck. There we go. That's a good pussy. Good pussy. That's fantastic. I like working with the American house cats.
Thanks a lot. That'll get the wobbly out of the air. No doubt about that.
I just had a little fussy with the Watto.
Be careful right there, man.
Oh, I tell you, a little cooling in the colon on that one.
There's no doubt about it. My jiggly got wet on that.
I tell you, we're having a wobbly good time with all of you. Oh, that's a good hamster. Now he's my friend. Look at how beautiful he is. Look at his markings. He's just as sweet as the dickens.
Oh, that's sweet.
Keep him away from expensive upholstery, mate. That's right. He can shred it just like looking at a googly. Hello, my little. Oh, it's his brother.
Oh, he doesn't like me. You don't like me, do you, mate? Let me make a face at you. We're right back at you.
What's the matter? You don't like the croc hunter? Oh, he's taking a swipe at me with his tiny little paws. His nails are sharp. They can cut paper.
See, we have to take a break. We need a challenger. We do have a champion for the Village of Jeff R.D.
I tell you, mate, my fleshy thong bottom shooting ass bullets.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
I'll tell you right now, my gas googly's starting to work overcharge.
Oh, we do have a champion. We do need a challenger.
I think my billy gong hit mud.
And one more time, yeah, there's your favorite again.
It's the Norman House Cat. He's a real ripper. You're such a lovely specimen. I'm going to take him back to my reptile zoo in Australia. Yes, you're lovely. You'll be my friend, mate. I think he sprayed me with some of his jizzly wash. That's nasty stuff. That'll take a week to wash out of my khakis.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. To obtain maximum enjoyment from your please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the if the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your. Thank you for allowing us to spend this. They're not just broadcasters, they're neighbors. Don and Mike.
You guys are rippers, Mike. You're doing a great job. Are you going to go see the Croc Hunter movie?
No, I am not. We will be reviewing the Croc movie in our next break when we do the movies we haven't seen yet.
Ah, there's some bonkers in here right now, mate. I don't mind telling you.
We are joined by Steve.
That's a real ripper, ain't it?
I'd like to thank my good friend and part-time associate, Robert the Angry Mailman, for bringing by that tasty lasagna.
Robert the Mailman.
It's bonkers, mate.
Robert the Mailman brought by some lasagna today.
There's a pain in my googly. I don't mind telling you.
It has set Mike's ass on fire.
Must be some Visine in that googly, mate.
Like those fires in Denver.
Oh, no.
Like those fires that made all the smoke come down from Canada.
I'll tell you, mate, right now, I got a throbbing in my dilly day. There's no doubt about that, mate.
There's been a lot of smells over the past 10 years, but this might be the first time I've ever seen Lysol try to get back in a can.
That's a ripper, mate. You're a corker, Flathead. I enjoy talking to you, you giant pumpkin.
This is my low-budget Jeopardy, Steve.
This is low-budget Jeopardy.
Now entering the studio, mate,
is our challenger. He's from Lake Ridge, Virginia. He's a real man. Let's say hi to Tim Hakimi. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. What's happening?
And now entering the studios, our returning champion. His total's $49. He's an environmental consultant from Philadelphia. Let's say hi to Luis Munoz.
Luis.
G'day, mate.
Hey, Luis, being a returning lover to Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Well, my fiance stopped calling me a DA and started calling me Grandmaster Champion.
There you go, Mike. And now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, tie your billy bongs down and welcome Alex Trivick Jimmy to move.
Thank you, Steve, and
thanks, Ripper.
Hi, all the cats back.
Come on in, mates. No worries. Get around. Sit down over here. Enjoy. Oh, there's that dangerous. Oh, he's a dangerous one. Oh, he's a beauty, though. But he's mighty dangerous. Keep arms free from that northern man. Headset. Shut the F up.
Louise and Tim, here are your categories. And they are famous dogs.
Ah, there you go. Thanks for working animals in. I appreciate it.
Celebrity-owned restaurants. True or false?
There you go, mate.
Name that major league stadium.
Jackaroo.
New on DVD.
Oh, Jumbuck.
And Spelling Bee.
Ah, that's a gobble right there, mate. You want to go again?
So we got famous dogs.
Ah, Billy Bong.
Celebrity-owned restaurants. True or false?
Tommy Rubeck.
Name that baseball stadium.
You got a Raleigh on you.
New on DVD.
There you go, mate. That's a real gobber.
And Spelling Bee.
Billy Boo Bunkabing.
And let's see, Tim, the challenger. We'll start with you.
All right, let's go with Major League Stadiums for one.
All right, name that Major League ballpark for one.
Good bullets, boys.
Atlanta Braves.
Turner Field.
That was not in the form of a question.
Oh, you crocked your willy there, mate.
Yes, I did.
Luis, your chance to steal.
What is Turner Field?
There you go, Luis.
$1 for you, Luis.
Major League Baseball Stadiums for two.
The Arizona Diamondbacks.
Who said Diamondbacks?
I have no idea.
Is there a rattler around here?
No.
All right, Timmy, your chance to zoom it.
I have no idea.
Bob, it's Bank One Ballpark.
Diamondbacks, that's a beautiful creature. Nice and long with a big, long rattle. All right, Dewey, you're a groover.
Major League Stadiums for three.
For three, and you know what I'm doing now on the CD is I'm not even looking to see what number it is.
It's random.
It comes up just.
Oh, look at that. We're all going to have to spit the dummy now. There's a sticky beak in here. Don't stare at its studies. Take a look at his studies.
Sounds like horses.
No, it's a sticky beak. That's big claws they have. And make sure they don't jizz wang your wallet.
Name the Major League Stadium for three. That was a horse.
No, that was my bum. That's my bum with Robert the Angry Mailman's lasagna.
The Florida Marlins.
What is Joe Robbie Stadium?
Negative.
Tim, your chance to steal.
What is Marlins Stadium?
No.
You have negative pro player stadium.
Boy, I bet you're glad to get out of this category. All right, let's move on, Tim.
Let's do celebrity-owned restaurants for one.
All right, this is simply true or false. Celebrities, you know, they love owning restaurants.
I hope they've got lasagna.
True or false? Britney Spears, and the name of her restaurant is Nyla.
What is false?
Tim, your chance to steal and get on the board.
What is true?
That's right, mate. $1. That's a quid for you, you ripper.
All right, celebrity restaurants for two.
Slow down, boys. We've got a giant American, North American pecking crow. He's mighty complicated. He's got black eyes that look like they just peck you to death. Hello, beauty.
Come on over here.
He just caught me in my right eye. I won't be seeing out of that for a while, man.
All right, for two. Wesley Snipes. Name of restaurant, Bet on Black.
What is false?
All right, Louis, your chance to steal.
Pretty easy, mate.
What is true?
All right, right, right.
You're grinning like a shot fox now, aren't you, mate? All right, select again, man.
Celebrity-owned restaurants for three.
Moby.
Teeny.
What is false?
I hate questions about that little gobsucker. All right, Tim, your chance to steal.
It's a tough one. What is true?
Yeah, what is true? Yeah, all three of those celebrities, they own restaurants.
We got a real Kelly Wassel going on right now, mate. All right, Tim, you're in control.
All right, let's go new on DVD for one.
Quiet down, boys. Hold on just a second. That's a normal North American Cocker Spaniel puppy.
He might look innocent, but he can poop on your carpet just as quick as a jackaroo.
Okay, what did you want?
Let's go new on DVD for one.
All right, new on DVD stars Jack Black.
Put a sock in it, mate.
What is Shallow Hal?
$1 for you, Tim. You're rounding now, matey.
DVD Mikey. For two.
Stars Gene Hackman.
What is The Heist?
Negative.
Luis, your chance to steal.
I have no idea.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, that's a sunny. All right, Tim.
All right, let's go DVD for three.
Hold it, boys. We got something that could really rip your throat out right now.
What is that?
It's a North American wool sheep. Be careful, man. He might seem light. Soft as a lamb, but there's an outside shot. He could take one of his hooves and give you one of those little woolly suppositories. Oh, come here. You're beautiful, but I know you're dangerous, too. How about a little tongue waggle? There we go. Come on, give me a little more, girl. Okay, come up closer. Come on now.
Gotta cue it up.
Come on, let's see. Come on, just a little tongue waggle with me. Oh, that's right. I'm gonna take its temperature.
I'm gonna take its temperature good like I do when my wife's on
a show. He licked himself and went back to sleep.
All right, let's get back to the game. I'm getting confused.
I don't know what that was either way.
Sorry, he licked himself and went back to sleep.
All right, no, it was DVD for three.
DVD for three, mate. That's Tim Hakimi.
I got mixed up in the stack. I apologize.
Oh, I've got mixed up in the stack before, mate.
Okay, new on DVD for three.
Sorry, he licked himself and went back to sleep.
I licked myself. I licked myself a lot.
Stars Jim Carrey.
What is The Majestic?
Right. $3 for you, Tim. You're still in control, Mike.
All right, let's go Famous Dogs for one.
Famous Dogs. It's McKettigy. That's McKettigy.
He's the dog on the TV show Frasier.
What is Rock?
Negative.
Luis, your chance to steal.
What is Frasier sucks. I have no idea.
Ah, that's a shame, mate.
Dog is named Eddie.
Little Eddie. He's fantastic.
He's dangerous, though. Here comes the Rattler. Let me get up close to it. That's right. There we go. I'm going to put it down my pants and see if I get bitten in my right testicle. There we go.
Let's stay with dog for two.
Ooh, he got me, mate. That's right. There it is. Now it's going to swell up like one of your American cantaloupes. All right, Timmy, go again.
Dogs for two. He is the talking pug in Men in Black 2.
What is that? I have no idea.
Luis, your chance to steal, mate.
I have no idea either.
No idea.
Frank
the talking pug.
All right, dangerous. Let's finish up Dogs for Three.
Dogs for Three. Tim wants to get it over with, mate.
Co-star of CBS TV show Judging Amy.
Once again, no idea.
Thanks for playing, Tim. All right, there, Luis, your chance to steal me.
What is Puffy?
No, Tyne Daly.
Tyne Daly, she's fantastic. Got beautiful coloring. There she is now. Hello, Tyne. There's a girl. Come on up and sit on me elbow. Oh, man, what's that smell? Smells worse than recycled lasagna.
All right, Tim, you're in control.
All right, let's go Spelling Bee for one.
All right, Spelling Bee, this is the last one on the big board. Anus.
What is A-N-I-S?
You're a real dummy there, Tim. All right, Luis, your chance to steal.
What is A-N-U-S?
That's right. Like Anusol. We used a lot of Anusol at the Reptile Ranch. You know, it's not only a preventative for hemorrhoidal tissue, it's also a lubie, mate. That's right. Put a little Anusol on your finger and you can make an animal yours. All right, Tim. Flipper wants some Anusol. All right, Jim, you're in control.
Spelling bee for two.
Testicle.
What is T-E-S-T-I-C-L-E?
There you go.
There goes. $2 for you, mate. Was that Luis that spelled testicle?
Yes.
That's right. $2 and then another $3 for you, mate. You got $8. You've tied the game.
Perfect. Let's finish up spelling bee for three.
I wish I had all of my testicles. This fella right here looks like he wants a piece of me right now. Come here, mate. Have a bite of the left one. There you go. I love getting hit in the testicles. There you go. Oh, such sublime pain.
The last word on the big board. Uterus.
Yeah.
Oh,
that is U-T-E-R-U-S.
Yes, you know your uterus.
Oh, and the last minute kick. That kicks is wobbly up into the top, Spotty.
Who's got one here, Steve?
And at the very end, old Louis kicked it up to $11. Well, Tim has $8 there. Lord Chris messed it.
All right, guys, anything can happen in final low-budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. And here is the category 13 years ago today. On this week in 1989, TV show starring Jerry Seinfeld debuted. It was originally called This. Then the name was changed to Seinfeld. The show was originally called This, and then it was changed to simply Seinfeld. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
Who's hungry, mate? Raise your hands.
I am.
All contestants on No Budget Jeopardy receive a pot of my delicious Bits of Bobby. This is a delightful concoction with lots of herbies and spice amounts. All you do, mate, is take it out of the refrigerator, boil it for 10 bitters on your billy, piece up this, then you'll find it's a caker and never dry like a dead dingo's donger. Shake your freckle, mate, and enjoy Bonkers Bits of Bobby. It's a ripper. Now back to final number two, Jeopardy.
I'm
sure
that was just gibberish.
I don't understand. It's all real, mate.
It's all gibberish.
It's all legitimate. It's dog barbecue. Hold on. What I'm going to slowly do here is put the Anusol on my left finger.
Oh, no.
Now I'm going to slowly approach the wild animal, and I'm going to do an old-fashioned Australian probe. Let's see how far up I can get. Here we go, mate. Oh,
he's got me.
He's pulling me around his dude. Jesus Christ. It's cooling. Come on,
that's
your
shag. Get your head out of there.
I just pulled it out. Oh, man, who wants a dip cone, mate? Time to go to the last pat of Jeopardy.
You want to talk
to Tim Hakimi?
Tim.
I feel a bit woozy in Sampro. Sampro. I'm not Spanish, mate.
Hello.
Pumpkin.
Tim. Tim, the Jerry Seinfeld show, Seinfeld was called something else when it debuted.
Wobbly gobbly.
What was it?
I say the Jerry Seinfeld show.
No.
Hey, all right, it's time to go over to Louis. It's your chance to do it, mate.
All right, Louis, come on.
What is Jerry Seinfeld?
No. Show.
The Seinfeld Chronicle. Seinfeld Chronicles. Man, that's Hollywood. I can't wait to get back there so I can goodlebug my snooze bird. There you go. Have a feast right now. Sometimes I like to befriend the animals by presenting to them on all fours with me bum right in their face. Go on. There you go, mate. Have a lick. Have a lick, mate. There you go. No worries. Lick me bum.
Okay.
Can you have another lick, mate? It feels so good.
Yes, mate.
There you go. No worries, mate.
get up on me tippy toes. That gives him a full view.
There you go, mate. No worries.
You don't want to be absolutely silent, mate.
It's only
because
you couldn't breathe.
I can't breathe. I'm laughing so much. See Mike actually get on all fours.
That's right. Make it to me clam dot size like Aruba.
There you go.
Now I feel all fresh as a daisy. Fresh as a daisy. No worries, mate. Thanks for the lick.
Wow. All right, Louise. Louise and Tim. Guys, go away. And here now is Steve Irwin to tell you what you want. Steve.
All right, listen to this, fellas. First of all, you double your score. We throw in a bonus. You get a total of $96. Louise, what do you think of that, mate? That'll Google your gobstopper. Fantastic. And now, here you go. Tim Hakimi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You want a DVD copy of Shadow Hell, the biggest comedy of the summer, now available on video and DVD.
All right.
Shadow Hell stars Jack Black and Gwyneth Paltrow. Ran around the video or DVD today and then go for a walk about it to Googly Bar.
All right, Steve.
But wait, hold on a second. I'm not done yet, Tim, you humorless bastard. Hold on. How about another lick? Let me just get the other side. That's right. Have a little snorkel on my dabber. There you go. Oh, that's good. Oh, man, I'm getting some Piper in my woodcock. Man, it feels awfully good, mate. I might just come into Jizzly Wizzly. Oh, there we go. That felt so good. Oh, Ooga Booga and Nick. Nick Knock Your Blue Zoo. Here's your other prize. Are you ready, Tim?
Yes, sir.
You've won a Robin Williams prize pack. Tune in to see Robin Williams live on Broadway. Live on HBO from the Broadway Theater in New York City. Live on HBO, Sunday, July 14th. Thanks for playing, mate.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, Timmy.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Here you go. All right, let me take this giant little bird. It's a snapper bluebird. In you go. I'm going to hide it. There you go.
Oh, and the place it was just licked?
No. Slow, but easy. You can't hear it tweeting anymore, can you?
No.
That's because right now it's laying its eggs in me.
See, I always remember and never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Good luck with your gobbledygoo!
Steve Irwin.
The crocodile on
it. Being licked. Being licked clean.
Sometimes the best comes at the very end.
So ass play. There it is again.
Ass play.
There it is again.
Every day, ass play.
That's a great looking sound.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
You booger nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it. What the f*** are you talking about? That's it. Take it out, Dad.
Yeah. No more. No. Not tonight. This son of a bitch all night. Chick. He trapped me.
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yet. Hit me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Very ready.
Correct.
These two DAs agree on only one thing.
What's that? Yes.
Can they be kind? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thanks, Dad. It's a gift. It's a gift from God.
It is indeed.
We're seers, we're sages.
Amazing. We can see things other people can't. I don't know how you do it.
There are movies out this weekend. There are four new ones. We're going to review them for you now. And I will tell you in advance, we have seen none of them.
No AIDS whatsoever.
Well,
visual AIDS. I'm sorry about that.
Wouldn't that be the worst kind?
Mm-hmm.
If you got AIDS in your eyes?
Yeah, it would be very nasty.
That means you'd have some of that weird eye sex that we were talking about for a while on the show.
Good old ISIS. Put in the socket.
There are four movies, and here's what I figure we'll do. We'll both review the Tom Hanks movie.
Very good.
We'll both review The Crocodile Hunter.
Okay.
And then the other two are Rain of Fire.
What's that?
That's with Matthew McConaughey and the guy who was Patrick Bateman.
Christian Bale?
Yeah. And Halloween Resurrection.
Okay.
So we can split those. One of us can do one.
I'll take Halloween Resurrection.
All right, I'll take Reign of Fire.
All right, very good.
Well, then let's start with Road to
Perdition.
Perdition. Tom Hanks.
You want me to go first?
Of course I do. Because I might surprise you.
All right.
Go.
Tom Hanks, 46 years old, I believe, this week, and the bottom line is, whether you like Tom Hanks or you don't like Tom Hanks knows how to pick scripts. He knows how to pick movies, and the thing that's cool about this, and the reason I'm going to go see this movie, is because Tom Hanks is playing a bad guy. He's playing a hitman in this movie. It's a gangster movie. I love gangster movies. I give gangster movies a shot anyway, and you know what? I didn't like Castaway at the beginning, but now when Castaway is on, I watch it every time it's on cable, because Castaway is one of those movies, like many of Tom Hanks' movies, that grows on you, and I think this might just be a turbo hit for Tom Hanks. The guy is as big as anybody can get in Hollywood, and I think he knows how to pick the right vehicle, and I like Tom Hanks' movies. I just always have. He has always made good choices, and I like Tom Hanks. I hope he gets an Oscar for this, because I think he deserves it. He is the modern-day James Stewart of our generation. I believe that. Go see it.
You make me sick.
Thank you.
You make me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my beverage? It's obvious that my throat is not 100%. Where is my friggin' beverage?
You need a
I know, I dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah, you sure did. Got to wet the whistle a little bit.
Thank you, Joe. Jesus effing Christ. What?
I apologize. I got carried away with the prize sheets and the listeners.
Sorry, no problem.
Yeah, right. Don't forget, you know the priority right here. Without this, boy, the Adams, without this Adams apple.
You going to rest that on the weekend,
yeah,
too?
You're digging a ditch somewhere, okay?
You
thanks. Get out of here, dummy. Okay.
You're going to rest that this weekend. Rest that up this weekend.
You know, it was fine yesterday.
Rest it. Yeah. Rest it.
It was
do
fine
something
yesterday.
With when you're around and your wife. Don't talk.
It was fine yesterday. Okay. Tom Hanks, what, Robbie?
You left that voice good, Don. He sounds better on Friday, on Monday.
Okay, now
he didn't say he was going to arrest it, did he?
The movie is called The Road to
Perdition.
Okay. First off, Mike, you two-faced bastard.
Mm-hmm.
You hated Forrest Gump as much as I did.
Still do.
My 60 seconds. You hated Saving Private Ryan, except for the first 30 minutes, as much as I did.
Yes.
There was a time when you hated Castaway as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
You two-faced son of a bitch buying into the hype.
I know, Wes.
I want to tell you what's wrong with this movie. Tom Hanks is and always will be a funny guy. When he's on Letterman, he's funny. When he's in a movie that's a comedy, he's funny.
Right.
But he's one of these horses' asses who's funny but wants to show us how broad he is, that he can, and you know, with idiots like Mike who buy into this Jimmy Stewart stuff.
Listen, now
I'm Tom Hanks.
Stop the clock. No personal attacks. No personal attacks.
Anyway.
You know why?
You violated the rule. Personal attacks are not allowed.
No, why there was a personal attack?
Why?
Because you switched sides.
Well, you know, I have to go back and say I agree with you on Forrest Gump, and I still do. Forrest Gump, I agree with. Saving Private Ryan, I agreed with also. Castaway, I have changed my mind on. Castaway, as a matter of fact, Castaway, I never lined up with you 100% on Castaway. The first part of Castaway, when it came on with that plane crash scene, is one of the neatest I've ever seen.
But no, we were in agreement. It was like Saving Private Ryan.
And then at the end, when I came back,
30 minutes.
And then at the end, when he was doing the Wilson, I did change. I'm a little wobbly today.
All right, well,
but you call me an idiot. That's a personal attack.
Mike, Tom Hanks, I'm sorry.
Please don't call me an idiot. Call me a fag, but don't call me an idiot.
I'm sorry, ass.
go ahead, ass.
Okay. Anyway, I think he should be funny, and he's not.
Seriously, you don't think this is going to be a good movie?
It might be a good movie, but I want to see Tom Hanks
fail.
Be funny. No, okay. I want to see him be funny.
Okay, now I understand this.
Be funny. You're a funny guy. Stop being so freaking serious. So you had AIDS in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
You're on an island in Castaway, you're
right.
A retarded guy when you're Forrest Gump.
Castaway, I've come full circle on.
Well, that movie sucks ass. the next one, and I'll be glad to go first on the next one.
Okay.
Crocodile Hunter, Collision Course. by Don. Steve Irwin. If you were going to make this movie, you should have made this movie about 5 years ago when you were still happening. Someone has mysteriously told you that you're still popular. You're not. Your 15 minutes of fame has come and gone. You know what's popular now? Fear Factor. Big Brother. The Crocodile Hunter had a window, and it was you, Mike, yes, who originally turned me on to Crocodile Hunter back in the day. What are you doing?
Giving you a look.
Before anybody even knew about the Crocodile Hunter. If any guy did not deserve a movie, it is Steve Irwin. I pray he is eaten by the crocodile and dies at the end of this movie.
All right. My turn.
Oh. Gotta wait for the clock to recue.
All right. I'm ready now.
Okay. And what was the look for? I was giving you some props.
You'll see. No, you weren't.
I said, no, I said, you turned me on to the Crocodile Hunter.
I know.
When it was just on TV.
You hate him. Actually, you turned me on. Oh, no, you asked me to do the impression. Oh, my time started. The Crocodile Hunter, Collision Course by Mike.
I asked you to do the impression because you had said to me,
watch the show.
Gotta watch this guy, and you called it months before anybody knew, watched him.
I love the Crocodile Hunter. I love the Crocodile Hunter, and this is this movie is a movie that I really think you will enjoy if you like Steve Irwin. If you don't like Steve Irwin, don't go see it. But it's got that reality stuff. There's a lot of the real stuff with the animals, and there is nobody. I mean, none of the pretenders, none of the other guys come anywhere close to risking their life legitimately like Steve Irwin does. This guy has a gift with these reptiles. It's incredible to watch. He doesn't care about his personal safety. He gets the great shot, and I'd like to see it on the big screen, and I think it's going to be fantastic. Don is an idiot. I'm throwing that in because he called me an idiot in his other review.
Hey,
so there you go, S.
Hey, you hurt me, S.
Go see Crocodile Hunter, and you'll love it, matey. My time has expired.
Okay. There are two other movies that are out. Nobody cares about either one of them.
No, they both suck.
Rain of Fire and Halloween. How about I'll do Rain of Fire in 30 seconds, and you do Halloween in 30 seconds.
Fantastic.
Really? All right. Rain of Fire by Don. The only way this movie could be good, and I'm going to repeat myself like with the Steve Irwin thing, is if Matthew McConaughey was actually in a Rain of Fire.
Right.
If you paid your $8 and you actually got to see him burning.
Right.
If you got to see someone throw gasoline on him and set him on fire. Because Matthew McConaughey, after all, what was the line in Contact?
Hello, Ellie.
There you go. Mike, Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween, let me tell you about Halloween. You ought to stake out this theater with people with cameras. Take pictures of the people that are coming out of this theater that actually pay to go see this. Because these people are watering down the IQ gene pool. These are people that ought to be taken to a desert island and left for dead. Because these are not bright people. Anyone that would see this movie has serious issues and serious mental problems and an extraordinarily low IQ. Halloween, The Resurrection, how many goddamn times can we revisit this stupid, not funny horror movie? Thank you.
However, do let me end the segment by saying, and this I mean seriously.
Right.
I swear to God, of the four movies this weekend, the one I would recommend, if I was going to the movies this weekend, would be Halloween Resurrection.
You have destroyed your credibility. Oh, you have destroyed, officially destroyed. Of all the movies.
Of all the movies.
Of all the movies.
Of the Tom Hanks, the Steve Irwin.
Even if you take your hatred of Tom Hanks out of the equation, you would still recommend the Halloween movie over the Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
My God.
The Tom Hanks movie looks boring.
Doesn't the Tom Hanks movie have Paul Newman in it, too?
Yes. Boring.
Not like Halloween.
Right? Right. Listen,
the sense of sensibility, ass.
Listen, ass, I don't know. Why we're arguing so much on the segment this
very, week. Today's segment was very personal, but the audience likes that. The audience likes it to be a real Siskel and Ebert type thing. And I think we disagreed on every movie this week. Oh, no, I agree with you on the Matthew McConaughey.
As everybody heard, Road to Perdition. Perdition. Yeah, and again, how can I even go see a movie when I don't understand the title?
Right.
I don't, what does Perdition mean?
Buzz, you are the resident dictionary. That's one I don't know. Let me look it up.
Right. Perdition. How the F are you supposed to go to a movie where you can't understand the title?
Perdition is a word, I believe, that is in some way the road to penance. Paying for something. The road to...
cash registers.
No. Perdition, penance. The road to punishment. I think it's punishment.
Find out, Buzz.
Like hell is one of those. I could be totally wrong.
It's actually not in this dictionary.
You are S-ing me.
No, I'm serious. Wait a minute. Here it is. Eternal damnation is what it means. The road to hell, basically.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
They should have just said the road to hell.
That's where you're going if you're seeing this movie this weekend. The road to hell, Mike likes it. I dislike it. I want Tom Hanks to be funny.
Right.
Crocodile Hunter. I say no. Mike says yes.
Yes, enthusiastically.
If you like the guy, go see the movie. I'm sick of him. Rain of Fire.
I just want to stop farting.
We all want that, Mike.
Rain of Fire. I said no. Mike's agrees.
Yeah,
no.
Right, no.
And Halloween Resurrection. Mike says it's for idiots, mooks, and morons.
It's Don's pick of the week.
And I said, out of all the movies, it would be the one that I would go see this weekend.
Halloween Resurrection. How many Halloween movies would that be?
Eight.
Is that the eighth?
It's the eighth.
Okay. There you have it. There it is. We disagreed a lot this week. But that happens once in a while. Huh?
There you go. Really, there's not a lot of great movies that are out now.
No.
Now, we have Austin Powers coming soon.
You know, I really can't, when you say there are not a lot of great ones, the Hanks one I got to read more about, because I think it might be... what are the reviewers saying? I didn't read any reviews.
Oscar buzz. There's Oscar buzz about this movie.
All right, good. Yeah.
Oscar.
And I will say that I hope this isn't a Titanic for you, because I think this is one, because it's a gangster movie that you actually, if you come around on it, you might dig it.
I don't know. See it and let me know.
I will. I'll let you know whether you'll like it or not.
Gangsters.
It's time for news. Buzz, did you just see what I did?
No, I missed that.
See, when it's time for the news, I have a picture of you.
Oh, that's nice.
See that?
Yeah, isn't it nice?
It's a view and a listener.
I see.
And I guess the picture was supposed to get to you, but you were out sick.
Oh, okay.
We don't know who the listener is.
It's framed.
And the listener had it framed.
That's very nice.
Rob, take that over and show it to Buzz.
But I did, I swiped it, and when it's time for the news, I just, hold it up and flash it.
He does it when I'm least expecting it.
Just for Mike. And you look at it, it's a picture of Buzz.
I'll get you a picture. No, bring it in here, please. I want to see it.
Rob.
That's Rob. Rob's love for Buzz. Undying.
What did he just hold it up at the window?
Oh, press it up against the glass.
Oh, she's very lovely. This was at a bowling event, obviously.
Right.
Well, that's very nice.
She had it framed for you and everything.
Well, that is really nice.
Can I have it back?
I get you a picture, but...
Can I have that one? I like that one, Rob. All right. Can I get it back for him, please? This is my little joke with Mike.
Rob becoming more aerobic than he normally does on the show.
She's very lovely.
When it's time for news, right out of the blue, I'll just pull out this little picture of Buzz's head.
With that listener.
And this is funny because...
It's just classic. Right.
I don't get it, but it's fine. Enjoy.
Sometimes I'll do this. Mm-hmm. Just... When you're not watching, I'll just peek it over the top like this.
Now that's funny.
So Mike looks up at it, just your hand.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
See, Buzz?
It's me.
He made it up.
It's funny.
It is funny.
We introduce you, and I've got a picture of you.
It's the pose, Buzz. It's the pose that you have there.
I'm happy, and I'm friendly, and what's not to like about that
it's
pose?
It's the angle of your head. If you want to know the truth, what makes that picture funny?
Yes, I've cocked my head.
Yes, you've cocked your head to the left. Almost resting it on her shoulder.
Yeah.
What is the lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Allen Iverson spends a quiet weekend at home.
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
I started the show by mentioning this today, and we never got around
to
what is really going on with my man, The Answer.
That's right.
Allen Iverson. All right, stay tuned
for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show. That was very,
very, very, very,
making a dance.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ah, crap. Hold on.
Hold on a second.
Give me another shot at that one.
We're going to come back again.
Throw me another one right down the middle. Here we go.
Here comes.
What's the word from Planet Crapa?
The Don and Mike Show.
The only cure for syphilis of the anus.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
That's right. Tighter than a nun.
Yay.
I want this show to be tighter than a nun. Yeah.
Very good.
Tighter than a nun.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Watch it. You know what I mean. The thing she never uses.
Right.
Here is a Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Philadelphia NBA star Allen Iverson won't have to surrender to police until his lawyer gets back from vacation on Tuesday. So for
stay
now,
cool. Stay cool.
That's a nice deal.
How do you get that deal? I don't know. For now, however, he's under house arrest. He's been ordered to stay in his mansion in the suburbs. The police chief says if Iverson is found on the street or at a party this weekend, he'll be arrested. The Sixers guard and his uncle allegedly barged into a cousin's apartment with a gun last week. He'll be charged with
Cousin Ed.
He'll be charged with
WYSB.
Can he have a party at his house? I apparently so. He just can't go out on the street. He'll be charged with criminal trespass, simple assault, terroristic threats, and gun violations, you know, when they get around to it on Tuesday. Iverson was reportedly looking for his wife after throwing her out of the house the night he was arrested.
Naked.
Or the night he was reported at least.
No, I read that in the paper.
Right.
She was naked. He threw her out of the house naked.
She a nice piece of ass?
Oh, yeah, she's a beautiful woman. Mm. Beautiful woman.
Oh.
I believe maybe the mother of his child or children. So I don't know how many he has.
How frightened would you be if you were the guy who videoed a police beating and then got arrested? The lawyer for the man who taped the beating in Inglewood, California, has now been arrested himself. Yesterday, Mitchell Crooks was arrested outside the CNN studio in Hollywood, and his lawyer says Mitchell feared for his life.
Well, now, see, the guy would be at home if his lawyer was on vacation.
Absolutely. And then,
because apparently that's the rule.
Right.
If you're arrested and your lawyer is on vacation, you get to just go home and wait.
Only or if you can only come out of your house when your lawyer was back from vacation.
I'd never be at work.
It has to be a mansion. As it turns out, Mitch was wanted on outstanding warrants for petty theft, DUI, and hit and run. The pastor of a Capitol Hill parish that serves Catholic members of Congress has taken a leave of absence.
Oh, no.
The Reverend Paul Lavin denies...
It's fantastic.
He denies the accusations of a Washington-area man who says Lavin sexually abused him in the early 1970s.
Sure wasn't Linda?
No relation, I don't think. This is the second such accusation.
She has a penis.
Oh, you want to talk about hot.
She has a huge penis.
Linda Lavin. This is the second such accusation made against the pastor. The accusers were 8 and 16 years old at the time they say they were molested. Lavin is the second D.C. area priest given leave this year, but he's the first to also be suspended since the church implemented a new zero-tolerance policy.
Linda Lavin, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure wasn't Linda Lavin.
Positive.
With a penis.
This is a gigantic penis.
And Big Payback had a vagina.
No. An enormous vagina.
Aaron.
All right, let's,
Vera was a hermaphrodite.
Vera.
What's that?
Flo was all girl.
Another pilot has been caught drunk at Miami International Airport.
Oh, my God.
The Aeromexico pilot has been fired.
Oh, listen. Stop the story right there. Like I need to hear more?
No, you do. He was stopped by security screeners who noticed booze on his breath. The police were called, showed up, and gave the pilot a sobriety test, which he failed. He was not arrested because he had not yet entered the airplane. Earlier this month, two America West pilots who had allegedly been drinking were arrested after they tried to take command of their flight out of Miami with 120 people on board.
You know, Jesus Christ, these guys that are up there with hundreds of people and they're drinking. I mean, it's weird.
And now the folks at America...
Welcome to Deathwish Airlines. Uh-huh. This is Jose. I am your pilot.
I was talking to a pilot friend of mine who said with those guys with America West, is
right.
that who they
That's
were
right.
for?
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably not a question of like where they were drinking before they get on the plane. That was remnants of the night before.
That's
because
possible,
because the turnarounds are so quick.
Right.
Don't forget to buckle your seatbelt.
Tequila.
The
folks at
thank you for flying Aeromexico.
The folks at America West got a pretty thin skin after their pilots were arrested. This week, a woman was ordered off an America West plane after she asked, "Have you checked your crew for sobriety?" The woman made no threats, never even raised her voice. She says she was really just joking anyway, but the sign in the terminal says no jokes, and America West has just taken that rule to a new level.
What do you mean? What sign in the terminal that says no jokes?
A number of airports, most airports, I believe, have signs that say no jokes. I know BWI does, for sure. It says no jokes
as you approach. Then underneath it explains about, you know, bombs, weapons, stuff like that.
But if you say, are the pilots sober, that's not a, that's maybe a statement of fact.
She was asking a question.
They have no right to throw her off the planes.
About something. Yeah, you, apparently so. You can't tell any jokes, apparently.
This is wild. Wild stuff. Great to be here on the terminal.
The head of the Air Travelers Association.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
The head of the Air Travelers Association calls it an abuse of authority. Quoting the airline, we may have reacted harshly.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
Would you step off the plane, Mr. Simpson?
Is it possible John Henry Williams was not a good son? A detective in Florida says the state investigated the son of baseball great Ted Williams 4 years ago. There were accusations back then that Williams was being mistreated by his son, trapped in his house, underfed, and forced to sign memorabilia.
I want to tell you. Very wild.
But the detective says he found plenty of food in the house and that Ted told him he liked signing bats.
Yeah, the story out of the Globe was that when Ted was, the last time Ted was near death's door, and he, you know, it's on and off over the last 10 years.
Right.
The son, fearing that he was going to die, had him signing, like, unbelievable numbers of bats every day.
I want to tell you, this is Ted Williams. It's wild.
My son's a son of a bitch.
Wild.
President Bush ditched his oil company stock just before its value dropped. And for 10 years now, reporters and government regulators have been trying to find out who bought it. The president says he doesn't know. The White House is refusing to ask the broker. The broker says there was no prearrangement to get Bush out of the Harkin Energy Company. W's lawyer says Bush sold the stock so he could buy into the Texas Rangers baseball team and that explains the timing. Bush reported the sale 8 months after the legal deadline, which triggered a government investigation, but those investigators never got around to questioning Bush.
What's Barbara?
She's mother.
Hi, Mama.
Hi there, Barbara. Turn it
on. A little bit faster. A little bit faster. Hi.
It's got to be faster.
This is Barbara Bush.
Wow.
A little faster, please. A little faster, please. Hi. This is Barbara Bush.
Looking great.
This is about as close as we're going to get today.
Rob, nothing has changed in that at all.
Hi. It's a great
what's that?
It's a great machine.
It is. Rob has trouble with the 1970s machine. It's not working. It's not working.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's not good.
How you doing?
Hi.
This sounds nothing like Barbara Bush. We did it yesterday at the same time. We're talking about breast milk.
Hey, I'm Baby Molly.
Wait a minute.
Now it sounds like
now I sound like a record going at the wrong speed. Is that what you're doing, Rob? Are you in that setting right now? What are you doing, boy?
We've tried both these settings for Barbara Bush in the past. Are neither of them working today?
This would be an aspect of Rob's job he does not care for.
No.
I don't care for this machine at all.
He does not like this part of his job, Mike.
It's a mathematical aspect, and if you set it at the same thing in two different days, it sounds different.
I don't know why.
All right, whatever. Whatever.
Can you imagine a law against stuffing dollars into G-strings in Las Vegas?
Rob, turn this thing off.
I like it.
He wants to keep
turn it
on.
I think you sound fine.
Oh, shut up.
Well, in Thank Vegas, the Clark County commissioners are considering new rules for strippers. Lap dances have long been illegal in Las Vegas, but the law's vague and strippers have found ways to dance around it. This proposed new law is aimed at cracking down on the private dances that have evolved and to make sure that there's no contact between the dancer and the customer.
Why?
Well, they're just afraid something unseemly will happen.
Why?
They're trying to draw a line.
No, they're not. They're harassing bar owners.
Well, I would agree, but they would claim that they're trying to prevent prostitution.
Oh, stop it.
See, if a woman accepts money to allow you to touch her, then they consider that prostitution.
Yeah, and come on now.
Yeah, exactly. The club owners are here.
Good argument.
That's the way.
Good argument, that. Mr. O'Mara.
Come on now.
Oh, come on now.
Next case.
Oh, everybody.
Come on now. The club owners are very...
That would be
Mike O'Mara, attorney at law, sitting in front of the jury going, come on now. The club owners are very unhappy about the proposal because they say these private dancers are the strippers' biggest source of income.
Well, what are they doing it for? What's the big thing?
Why are they cracking down on the law to prevent prostitution?
That would be
their claim.
Mr. O'Mara, do you have anything you'd like to say to the jury?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, come on now.
O'Mara for the defense.
Buzz, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
DJs and DAs, the Don and Mike Show.
Manassas, Virginia. I'm Don Geronimo.
Can't you do the Manassas part?
Manassas.
I feel like I'm imposing now because your throat's in the shape.
I'll do it for you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Let me get a swig here.
Thanks. And now he's going to get it to 100%.
Manassas.
Oh, no.
I'm Don Geronimo. And I love ass play.
I know you do.
But I love the Crap Blues Band even more.
Yes.
My all-time favorite band will be at the City Tavern in Manassas, Virginia tomorrow night. Join me.
Yeah.
As we listen to Mike's band.
I'll pick you up. Thanks, Ed. Come on out, Ed.
And $1 million for the first person who spots me tomorrow night at Mike's concert.
That's going to be good for a few hundred people. Wow.
$1 million in cash.
That's a lot.
For the first person who spots me tomorrow night at Mike's band show.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to collect. We're getting a body double.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. TV Guide has just named Hogan's Heroes one of the worst shows ever on television.
What?
And, no, it's true. And it's named Jerry Springer as the worst of the worst.
What?
Yes. The magazine's just out with its list of the top 50 worst shows ever. Springer's on top, followed by Hello, Larry, My Mother the Car, The XFL, The Brady Bunch Hour, and Hogan's Heroes.
You know, I would give me that list again.
Okay, first is Springer, then Hello...
No, hold, let me just stop right there.
Okay.
Jerry Springer's a good show.
Okay. Hello, Larry.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad show.
My Mother the Car.
Bad show.
Yeah.
Starred Jerry Van Dyke.
Yes, I know. Did. Bad show.
Bad.
The XFL.
Bad.
The Brady Bunch Hour.
Bad.
It's so bad it was good.
But still bad.
And then Hogan's Heroes.
And that's ridiculous.
That makes no sense.
No,
Hogan's Heroes was a great comedy.
It's a great show. Lucille Ball's Life of Lucy came in 26th in other highlights.
Well, that was a bad show.
Agreed.
And even PBS got a listing. Barney and Friends came in at number 50.
Well, I mean, if you have kids, it was a good show.
Well, I think that's why they put it down to 50 of the worst 50.
That's stupid, those lists.
Yes, they are.
Come on now.
And yet, interesting. Sesame.
thank you, Mr. O'Mara. In summation.
Oh, come on now.
Sesame Street is about to introduce its first HIV-positive Muppet.
Oh, God.
The new character will only be seen...
Craig?
Hibby. The new character will only be seen for now in South Africa, where the disease is epidemic. There, one in every nine people has the virus that causes AIDS. But the character's expected to visit the Sesame Street programs in other countries, including the U.S. The female character doesn't have a name yet. But producers say the message will be age-appropriate for the 3 to 7-year-olds who watch Sesame Street, quoting them, "What do I do when you cut your finger?" That sort of thing. That's what they'll address.
That's a good idea. I think we need on Sesame Street is AIDS.
So glad they're paying attention to it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yo.
Oh, hey, 40.
40.
What's going on, man?
Now, are you
going
to be at the Poison show tonight?
Yeah, rock on. Yeah.
Fantastic. You looking forward to it?
All those tickets you ran down, you getting for Bart. I'm going to see Poison.
You lucky guy.
Got the anger management tour with Eminem and all them.
All right,
I'm about to hook up my studded belt and my cut-off gloves.
Yep.
And my pointed silver tip cowboy boots and a bolo.
You're going to go see Poison tonight at Nissan Pavilion. Keep in mind, at some point when Poison's on stage, they will be joined by Dennis Murphy and Mr. 40.
And 40, he'll be up there.
I'm not even drinking a 40, I'm drinking Bacardi.
He's got to get double red. I'm ready for this.
You'll hear it on Monday's episode. We'll see you then, my friend.
Hi, dog.
Hi.
That's funny.
We got to get out of here.
Okay. In sports, a baseball strike is looking more and more likely. The owners and players from America's Pastime back at the bargaining table today, but they are far apart on a whole list of issues, including steroid testing.
Come on, boys, surprise us.
No strike date's been set yet, but
come
the players
on
are expected to walk out in late August or early September if things don't start to go their way. And finally, a member of the Dallas Cowboys is about to make football history for being the heaviest player ever in the NFL. The Cowboys have officially weighed offensive lineman Aaron Gibson at 410 pounds.
Yeah!
30 pounds more than he weighed at the end of last season.
Very good.
Sorry, he licked himself and went back to sleep.
The Pro Football Hall of Famer says there's no record of a 400-plus pound player. Buffalo Bills offensive lineman Mike Williams is the second heaviest player, listed at 375 pounds.
Wow. What about Gilbert Brown? You know the guy from the Packers?
Yeah, he's the offensive lineman.
Defensive lineman. I mean,
oh, is he a defensive lineman?
Huge
like
fat.
A nose guard or something like
huge
that.
Huge fat.
Way up there, but there are two heavier than him at least.
All right, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
If you say.
Come on.
Nobody knows sports.
I know.
Like Burbank.
Don't mess with me.
Like my Buzz. Have a great weekend, everybody. And don't hurt yourselves. Love you. Free to love you. Bart, we'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. A good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rob.
Come on now.
Can you?
Will you?
Toodaloo.
Ask.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, yeah. Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.